Tonight on the Infinite Lives podcast, we find out, how you doing, Clem? Unlike The Witcher 2's Infinite Crash Mode, FTL, Arms That Are Enchanted, Lost in an Odyssey, Skate, the most modern of warfares, and life in the Liberty City, all on the Infinite Lives podcast.
Hello, welcome back to the Infinite Lives podcast. I am your host, John Hood. Joining me, as always, is Dan. Dan, say hello.
Are we starting now?
No, not yet. Okay. Almost.
Well, in that case...
Kevin, how are you doing today?
Oh, yeah. I've eaten five sandwiches in the last 3 hours.
You're going to have a very, very fun time on the turlet before you go to bed tonight.
I didn't even get my introduction. You're just doing whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm the host of this.
Like, steering the goosey with this stuff.
I get to steer the ship. How you doing, Dan?
Hey. Man, so, I forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah, you did.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Which is weird for us.
Well, yeah, normally we'd be doing other geek-like things on a Friday night, and we're not doing that this week, so Mr. Dan had the bright idea that we should record a podcast this week. Luckily enough...
We record one every week.
Well, sorry, tonight as opposed to on Saturday when our normal recording time is.
Because we're going to watch The Hobbits.
The Hobbits is, yes.
The Hobbits is.
Going to watch Go Back to Middle-Earth tomorrow.
That's the plan again. So this is the Middle Earth podcast. We're just going to talk about hobbits for about 4 hours.
Cimmerillion, yeah. All the time.
So Gandalf is a part of a race called... Fuck, I forgot.
So Kevin, what have you been playing?
Again!
Dan, you don't matter.
What have we all been playing? I think we've all came here to talk about one game and one game only to start this podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, Final Fantasy on Android is awesome.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This review brought to you by Kevin of the Infinite Lives podcast.
Copyright. Yeah. Copyright.
It's a lot like this game I used to play as a kid, Final Fantasy. It's on the NES.
So, is this the final of the Final Fantasies?
If it doesn't sell, Squaresoft's going out of business.
That's what I read in the industry news.
Are you online? Are you grouping with other people? Do you have Esters?
Espers, Dan. Espers.
Really?
Yeah, it's Espers.
Oh.
Did you?
I quit. I'm out of here. I'm not playing. Really?
It's a bunch of ladies named Esther. That's where you gain your magic powers from. A bunch of old ladies named Esther.
That's my grandma's name.
I didn't say it was a bad name.
It's an organic chemistry-based game.
There you go.
You have esters and ketones and...
You lost me. You lost
me. I'm a scientist.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
You've got Dan. Okay. Keep going.
Okay, I'm with you.
So then, you can make alcohols out of things.
Okay. We're right here for the alcohol.
Then you drink them.
We need some Sky vodka.
No, we don't.
With French dip sauce. French dip sauce with water.
We're off to a dashing start as always, gentlemen.
Anjou.
I took French 5 years. I know.
Good for you.
I know a few things.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It's with juice.
Oh. Really? That doesn't sound very
sandwichy.
That doesn't sound very appeasing. It's like, hey, you want some... Hey, you want this sandwich with juice? Like,
beef au jus?
I don't know. Probably not.
What are we talking? Orange juice?
Could I have no
juice?
Yeah, I know, right? Apple juice?
So video games, right?
Guava juice.
So Kevin and I believe we finally finished the game that you... How long ago did you finish it, Dan?
I don't know. Whenever episode 5 came out.
So that was The Walking Dead is what we're talking about.
What, about 3-4 weeks ago?
I want to say right before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It was around before Thanksgiving. So
I've beaten it for a bit.
I saw...
20th. Yeah, November 20th.
I saw Kevin beat episode 5. I saw John do episode 4. And,
Need 3 more friends play. You could watch them do episode 3, then 2, then 1.
I literally finished that game...
2 hours ago?
About 2 hours ago.
What else can we really say about Walking Dead other than it's sad?
I know what I could say. Fuck you, Lily. Fuck you, Kenny.
Yeah, pretty much.
In fact, that's what I said during episode 4. I told Kenny, fuck you, Kenny.
John let Lily back onto the bus.
I did. I let her back onto the RV.
Dude! No.
I was worried.
Spoilers!
Yeah, we're going to talk about the game.
We're talking about this. We're not going to sugarcoat it like other podcasts and not talk about
games will tell that we play. We will tell you this up front. Buy that game and play that game.
Yeah.
Just don't even... There's no question. That game is phenomenal.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
It is. It's
a good story.
It's a fantastic story.
It's one of the best video game stories.
It really is. It really... As you and I have both read the comics, Dan...
It really channels the comic.
We've got that emotional investment in those types of characters, and the fact that this was a whole new set of characters, and they still made me give as much of a crap about them as
even I the do ones about, you hated.
Yeah, even the ones I hated, still, that's a testament to how good the writing was on that.
Well, it's also like all of the characters are well rounded.
Yep.
Like even the ones that are bad still have good stuff.
Nobody was one note in it. There was nothing. No. You know, you didn't feel like anyone was playing to a type of character.
Even the ones you thought that were, like, more, almost, like, throwaway characters, like Ben.
Yeah.
Ben had a nice moment in 5.
He had a really good moment in 4. You saw what happened with me, like, when I was having that moment with him. When he's, like, trying to tell me to let him go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't. Because I'm like, no, you don't
give up. Oh, yeah, top of the tower.
You don't give up. No, you don't give up. That's just what happens.
Yeah, I wouldn't let him.
No.
We are not Crawford.
Mm-hmm. That was best line right there. Oh.
Yeah, and somebody, like, as much as I hated him, I knew, like Lee said during the last episode when he's talking with Kenny, he's like, dude, he's just a kid.
Mm-hmm.
He is not...
It's hard to forget. I mean, it's easy to forget
easy that. To forget that he's just a kid. He's not a grown person. He was still developing. And then he had to go through all that shit when... and then Lee's like, by the way, he never got to say goodbye to his family. Like,
mm-hmm.
And then Kenny, because you hated Kenny throughout.
Yeah.
I was still trying to, like, I'm trying to be the peacemaker in this group because I know because reading the comics, they did better when they were a group than they ever did when people were off running off on their own.
See, my problem with Kenny was the fact that I did everything for him except that one decision we talked about last week. I didn't try and help Doc. I tried saving Sean.
Really?
In the very first chapter.
Huh.
And he...
I'm the only one who saved Doc.
And Kenny kept bringing that up out of the blue starting at the end of the third chapter. Like, he was my boy. We were best buds. Huh. We were good. Then all of a sudden, the third episode, he just goes, yeah, I won't forget how you tried to let Duck die.
Huh.
It's like...
How did I get that? Like, you saw, like, I wasn't very, like, super supportive of him in that episode, in episode 4.
I think it's if you choose that right option. That one about, like, family and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you still was okay with him. It wasn't like you were actively, like, every single...
No, I wasn't against him. I wasn't against anybody. That was the whole point. Like, I was trying to play my character, trying to play the version of Lee. It's like, no, I'm not against any of you. All I really care about is Clementine. And if all you being around me is going to help me get her, keep her safe, then that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I did. So, I mean, if I didn't agree with somebody, I would try to be diplomatic about it. But, man, when that third episode event happened, that I was pissed.
And Lily kills Carly.
Lily kills Carly, or depending... We all had Carly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all had Carly.
We're guys. So.
Everybody had Carly. I think it's, like, almost 80%
yeah.
had saved Carly in the first episode.
Yeah, like, the way I saw it was, A, Carly's the cutest chick in the team.
All right.
B...
All right.
She knew Lee was a killer and yet still was, like, all up on him.
Okay.
Yeah,
she knew my secret and she didn't care.
No.
And then on top of that, she had a gun and could use it.
Yeah?
I didn't see... I don't even
Doug.
Know. Yeah, Doug.
Doug. Yeah.
Doug. I'm Doug.
Doug was cool, though.
No, see, the weird thing is I had, like, when I played the episode 1 the first time, when I met her and him... Doug and Carly, and then I saw that decision come up. I literally paused the game for a second, and I thought about it. I'm like, son of a bitch. Okay, I even waited out. I'm like, pros and cons. Carly's really good with a gun. She's hot. She's probably going to like Lee. Doug is really good with electronics, though, and that might really come in handy later.
He was a nice guy.
He was nice, too.
Although he wasn't the brightest. I was not...
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed when you were at the gate with him in the first episode, trying to figure out how to open the gate. And it's like, I just got here. Mm-hmm. You've been here a while. You don't know how to open it. You don't know how to make a distraction. What good are you?
So I mean, eventually the fact that she knew how to use a gun weighed more than Doug's possible electronic knowledge. And so Carly lived.
Yeah, I also was just like, I'm going to save the women.
Oh, and also...
gotta repopulate the earth.
Well, it's also, I mean, you know, women and children first. That's why also they saved Duck. Or tried to save Duck.
Also, at that point, the balance of men to women, it was more men in the group than women.
That's cold. All those decisions don't matter. Because they both died anyway.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Lily.
I was pissed at that scene.
So what's your favorite episode? Out of the five?
God, I'm trying to think. Since I just played them all recently, you too, Kevin.
So one is mainly the convenience store.
Yeah, that one was pharmacy. Good. It was all introduction. It was the pharmacy.
Hey, it's your parents' pharmacy.
Whatever. Okay.
Your parents aren't running
a pharmacy in Macon, okay? There's like five people that live there. It's a convenience store. You probably sold condoms in the back.
Pharmacies do that, too.
Oh, okay.
Daniel Pritis does not represent infinite lies in his opinions. They are his own opinions and none of ours.
Okay, so episode one, you're in the...
There was snacks in there. There was like Cheetos and energy drinks.
It's a Rite Aid.
You ever go to a pharmacy?
Well, if it's... Well, then it would be a convenience store with a pharmacy.
It's a pharmacy.
There's no just like pharmacy and they look like that.
They call it a drugstore. That's
okay, drugstore.
Drugstore had that sort of stuff. Fine.
Okay, so episode one was in the pizzeria.
It's in the library.
Yeah. In the conservatory with the candlestick.
Episode two would be in the...
Mainly the farm.
The farm. The farm and the motel.
Oh, no, the farm was in the first episode, sorry.
No, farm was...
Second. Or two farms, sorry, confusing him.
No,
Herschel's farm is in the first farm.
It's barely
in the... It's just cameo.
That's weird that it's only in the first episode that you encounter any of the characters from the
comics. I think it's just cameo. I wonder if they were thinking of maybe putting more, but maybe it would seem
just
like...
Just didn't
really
work
silly.
Out, yeah.
Might seem like fan service.
Yeah, that was interesting. I was like, wait a minute. When I finished them, like, nobody else showed up.
I think the story is that in three, when if Lily steals the RV, she's supposed to be going to the governor's place. At least that's what I've heard. That's what people say.
Stole the RV in my game.
Yeah.
So we'll find out what happens there.
And then three was all over the place. Three was in the motel.
Three was the RV, the train.
Okay, it starts out in the motel, goes to the RV, then you get on the train, and that's the gist of it.
Yeah. And then you meet Omid and Krista.
And Chuck.
And Chuck. Oh,
Chuck
yeah.
was awesome.
Benevolent hobo.
Yep.
Sage
like advice.
Welcome to my home. I hope you didn't touch anything. Who the hell are you?
Oh, is that what you said? I forget what I said.
I took a map, a train chart. Oh, that's fine. That's okay.
Yeah.
By the way, I introduced myself, everyone, gave the kids some candy. So, hey, how's it going?
Yeah,
I'm Chuck.
We get candy from hobos. I guess they're all hobos now.
They are all hobos.
I guess everybody's a hobo.
They didn't have a home. Nobody had a home at that
time.
Yeah.
Carly stole your home.
Lily.
Or Lily stole your home.
Carly was in the side of the road decomposing.
Yeah, that's messed up. They didn't even like...
You have that option there in the discussion to say we didn't have time for a burial.
Yeah, I guess.
But I didn't say that because all I wanted to do was just... I wanted to hug Clem.
I just wanted to cry.
Hug Clem.
Course, three also was teaching Clem how to survive.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then four, you get to Savannah, and then you meet Molly, and then she disappears again. It's like, hey, we're introducing this character. Kind of cool. We're going to put a whole backstory, and then she's gone.
And you learn of the cancer survivors.
Yeah, Vernon and sons of bitches.
Three, I think, is my favorite then.
Yeah,
I want
three's my
just
favorite.
Because of the moments with Clem at the end of that episode.
I want to say three is probably the best episode, but my favorite was two, because I felt like I was playing a Walking Dead comic. Like,
it
one
was
of their standalone,
it was messed
standalone
up.
Like three issue, like we're just going to be in this one area. And
well, remember that group? In the comics, they met that crazy group of cannibals, too.
Yeah, yeah. So, so three is probably the best episode.
I think
it's also like the dark chapter.
It's
the dark middle
it's
chapter.
The most emotionally gripping, aside from the finale.
Well, yeah.
I think 2 did real good at setting up, like, okay, you know, things were kind of crazy, but this 2 is, this is how crazy shit is.
I think also maybe the last 15 to 20 minutes of 5 is really good.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, when
once you fall off the sign and or climb down the sign and then you got the hatchet.
Oh, that last confrontation.
Yeah, you got the hatchet and or the glass.
It's
the
building
glass shard.
Building to the climax and just kept building, and then it was just
clean at that point. Lee is resigned to his fate. He is ready to do whatever it takes to get Clem back.
Yeah, just to save her.
To save her and make sure she's safe from somebody who kidnaps.
I didn't see that coming.
Didn't see the
stranger.
Yeah.
Until I saw the car outside and I was like, that car looks full. Damn it. But like, I didn't see like that was gonna, like, I was always wondering like who this guy is. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously it's not somebody you met before. But I was clueless to see who he was.
I was honestly expecting somebody else to, I was honestly expecting like Lily to show back up at the end of that episode because they left her story so unresolved.
Yeah.
Whereas everybody else, it seems like it was mostly resolved. Their storylines were resolved. Because you know what happens to Herschel, because if you read the comics, you know what happens there.
Glenn.
Then you meet Glenn. And Glenn.
Everybody.
He's
in the first one.
First one, yeah.
He leaves at the end of the first one.
That's right.
He takes the car, I think?
Yeah.
He takes the car
and, like I told him, you know, he's like, I gotta find my family. I told him, you gotta stay here, it's safer.
Stay out of the city.
Stay out of the city.
He went to Atlanta.
Yep.
Yeah, he's in trouble.
And then, so in the second episode, you know that the whole family dies.
I think the only ones that are kind of unresolved is, well, Molly, because you don't know what happened to her.
The cancer survivors.
Lily.
And then the
after
cancer,
they took
Lily
your
and the
boat.
Cancer survivors. Those
yeah,
two.
I guess, yeah, Lily and the cancer survivors. Yeah, I wonder what the whole, like, what happened there? Like, they seemed like they were going to be an integral part, and then they just kind of left. They stole your boat.
Well, like we know, this is, I mean, they've already, did they announce the second season?
They're already working on it,
okay.
I think.
So, I mean...
But yeah, it's a done deal. Like, there's going to be a second season.
Yeah, and so these people, you know, we're sure these people are going to show up in that.
And by how successful it's been, it's probably going to be a 3, 4, 5. I mean, they won the VGAs and everything,
yeah,
and everybody's buying and playing this game, so...
That was pretty surprising when I heard that.
Yeah,
that was one of the main reasons I resolved myself to play that first and finish it before, like, Sleeping Dogs or anything like that.
Because it really hinges on, like, the dramatic stuff, mm-hmm. and so you want to get that done before, well, it either gets spoiled or it's...
Well, yeah, and we listen to a good deal of gaming podcasts, and I don't want to hear the spoilers on that, because I know they're all coming down to the end of the year stuff.
I mean, because, like, Sleeping Dogs, there's not really that many spoilers. I mean, there's stuff that
nobody's been talking about, it, like, the specifics in that story, whereas this stuff they will talk about.
Yeah, because that's the whole game.
The whole game is the choices.
Dogs and, has, you know,
Sleeping
gameplay.
Dogs, I could spoil the story, and it's spoiled real early on. You're an undercover cop.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're not really...
You're not in the Song Yong Yi.
At one point, my cover's gonna get blown, and then I'm gonna have to figure my way out of it.
Yeah.
All right. I've seen a Hong Kong movie. Oh my gosh, I know.
I've seen Infernal Affairs.
I've seen an undercover cop movie. I know what's going to happen here.
It's basically Infernal Affairs with Chow Yun Fat moments.
I don't remember that movie very well.
Yeah, because
that movie was slow.
Okay, it's The Departed.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in Hong Kong.
Well, am I wrong about that movie? It felt a little slow, right? Yeah.
I don't agree.
I don't agree.
I think that
either.
Movie's pretty fantastic.
Okay. Maybe I need to watch it again then.
I've got it.
I do like
The
Departed more.
Okay.
Just because I really like Leonardo DiCaprio Boston accent.
Yeah.
And
Matt Damon
is really good.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg is really good. And then Alec Baldwin is really hilarious.
Especially when they play off each other.
Yeah.
So the part we don't like the most, or the least, the part about that is Jack Nicholson in that. Surprisingly, everybody else is so much better.
Yeah.
Except for the scene.
I will say the very first scene where Jack Nicholson is narrating in the beginning, and then they have like all the footage, and then he's kind of like stepping out of the shadows. That's badass. But the rest of the movie, he's kind of crazy.
What about
to a comic.
The hooker
extent.
Part where he throws the cocaine on the hooker.
Yeah, and then the big dildo in the... Yeah. Anyway.
Back to
Movie Podcast. Welcome to Infinite Reels.
Real talk.
Infinite Real Talk.
Yeah. So yeah, the Walking Dead game,
infinite running time,
Sleeping Dogs.
Damn it, man.
So with the Walking Dead, so we're probably gonna get. Do you think it's gonna follow? Do you think they're gonna continue like Clementine's storyline, maybe, or are they gonna?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. I want them to, but at the same time,
well, they have to.
She is a ticking time bomb, and when she dies, I'm going to be screaming at my computer.
They don't know the
they
way
have, they have to follow her storyline somehow, but I don't know if you're going to play as her or play somebody else. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm going to say what'll probably happen is think about it. If you have the introduction, you have the first episode of that second season be introduction to a new character, a new protagonist. Maybe they make it a strong female lead this time. That would be interesting.
Clementine.
Well, I mean, hold on, let me...
Oh, okay, go.
So you make the strong female lead.
Okay.
And then, and then maybe at the end of the first episode, you have that character be introduced to Clem, Omid, and Krista.
Oh, yeah.
So, spoilers at the end of the credits, you see Clementine out in the middle of nowhere. I don't know how she got there, but okay.
I know.
She's
really surreal.
She kept walking, yeah.
Because she was covered with the blood.
Oh, yeah. Because she's not near anything. Like, she's out in the field. And,
like a wheat field.
You don't see anything anywhere,
we told her.
I know.
You gotta go, child.
And she sits down on the fallen log, and you see those two figures off.
Well, there's, she finds, shotgun shells.
Shotgun shells, yep.
And then there's these two figures off in the distance.
And you don't know who they are.
I can't really tell if that's Omid and Krista. Because one is taller than the other.
Exactly. The perspective that they give you makes you hope for that.
Yeah.
But then she has that weird look on her face, at the end, where she kind of
Well, she's scared because she doesn't know who that is, and then they stop.
Yeah.
That's the
and
messed
up part.
And they
stop and they look. And you see one of them turn, and then you're oh, no.
Bang!
Son of a bitch.
Good job.
So who knows when that game's going to come out. Hopefully next year. Soon.
I will say...
June?
No, it would be... It would... I wonder... My prediction... Here's my prediction.
Okay, let's do this. No, this is fun.
Alright, Dan's going to say the odds, so place your bets in Vegas.
Clementine isn't even in the story until maybe the third or fourth episode.
Okay.
And then it's a whole different group, and then they meet up at that point at the end of episode 5 of season 1. That's where they meet, your last two guys.
Sure.
And they meet up with them, and then Omid and Krista are gone in the wind.
Well, it's now recorded, so.
Right.
Wait, Omid and Krista are gone? You don't think they're going to be back?
Who knows?
I want Omid back, because I like Omid.
Omid was cool.
Krista's okay.
Krista's fine.
Yeah, Krista's fine.
She's pregnant.
She's okay. She didn't seem irrational.
Now, did you realize she was pregnant the first time they, alluded to it?
Well, when she started, throwing up, and then Omid's just like, "Are you okay?" And I was just like, that better not be what I think
it is. No, I think they alluded to it earlier, though.
Oh, yeah, really? They did on episode 3.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You first meet them.
What did they do?
Because they were having some discussion, and, it was something about the way she was...
Not feeling well?
Yeah, she was talking about something. There was something, some reference. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. But
well, in any kind of story, if a woman says she's not feeling well and she's, older than 18, she's pregnant.
She's pregnant.
Any story, doesn't matter. In any genre. If a woman says she's not feeling well, or throws up, she's pregnant. That's just literary stuff.
Okay.
For whatever reason. A woman can't not feel well unless she's pregnant.
Alright.
But they were talking about it.
Yeah, it was alluded to.
Yeah.
There was some clue that I picked up on. I'm like, oh crap, she's pregnant.
It's back at the overpass.
Yeah, shit, she's pregnant, and that's not good.
It's some sort of hint to, when she's talking with Clementine, and you came up to her and Clementine and go, "So, you two having a nice conversation?" And Clementine goes, "Yeah, Krista's nice." And then something was said real quick that's she was getting comfortable with talking to children or saying that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember when we first met them, I was like, I don't want new people in my shit,
Omid won me over almost instantly with the first couple lines he said. I'm like, that guy's funny. I want him around.
I did not warm up to them until episode 4. I was just like, I don't want these new people in. I don't give a crap about these people.
I liked Omid. I didn't care for Krista until I realized You know what? They fit together.
Yes, they do.
And you can't have Omid without Christy.
No, no.
He wouldn't have survived on his own.
Oh, who did you save when they are running along the train tracks? Who did you save first?
I saved Omid.
Okay.
Because Krista was healthy and his leg was fucked.
Exactly. That is exactly what I did.
I saved Krista.
I know. You're so crazy. They both get, they either of them get mad at you. That's the funny part.
Omid is like, you let her die.
No, he's like, why did you save me? She's a woman.
Yeah, like, that's why I saved her.
Yeah, I was like, dude, your leg is
I am a
jacked.
Southern gentleman from Maine.
Well, because the
you're
the,
a professor.
The cutscene right before they give you that choice is Omid like limping, and Krista just like kind of trekking along on side of him. And I'm like, shit, Omid's gonna get eaten if I don't grab him.
I will say that when I picked that, I was like, maybe I should have picked the other guy. I was like, oh crap, I hope he doesn't die.
Yeah, see, you had the instant like the panic attack.
I'm a Southern gentleman from Maine. Make him count.
Yeah. And that did, I think that was my, had the funniest moment out of the whole game, was the whole history comment. I talked to you about this.
Yeah.
When, who was it? Was it Kenny or was it Krista?
I forget.
One of them commented on, like, who would be interested in old ancient Civil War history? And Lee just slowly raised his hand up. And I was like, that's so good, because he's a history teacher.
Yeah.
It was so good. I was like, and he had that really like guilty kind of look on his face.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yes, I do too.
It is who I am.
And then you bond with Omid over your love of history, and you're like, yeah, this guy's gonna be cool. And then he spends the whole episode unconscious.
I think my favorite.
That's the worst. Yeah, I needed some Omid humor.
And then he just wakes up. Hey, how's everybody?
Okay. Oh, I love that. Oh. He's dead.
Yeah.
Is he dead?
Get away from him.
And I told Clem, get out of the room. And then he's like, hey guys, what I miss. We got your message. Yeah, I could really use that, I think.
Yeah, he was just so nonchalant about everything. It was great.
I think a part that I laughed out loud was with Kenny when he made that kind of subtle racist comment.
Oh, the yeah.
When
that,
trying to pick the lock in the barn. And then you're kind of having a problem with it, and then Kenny's just like, "What?
He goes. Do you know how you know how to pick a lock? Why would I know how to pick a lock?
I don't know.
You're urban. Yeah.
And then Lee's just like, "Come on!" Or
you
something
did
like
not just
yeah,
say
you
that
did not
to
just
me.
Say that. And I was just like, "That was pretty funny."
And then, like, Kenny's like, I'm from Florida.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm fine.
Hey, I'm from Florida.
I'm from Florida. Look at my hat. I'm just some kind of a hillbilly. I'm kind of a redneck.
I want a boat.
I'm kind of a redneck. Yeah.
But man, I had to try to keep it together at the end of that last episode.
Oh, yeah, when they're saying their goodbyes and, like, Clementine.
Three and five both had so many emotional, like.
Mm-hmm. Clementine is the cutest character in the history of video games.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
Yeah.
The girl, the voice actress that they got for her was perfect.
Yeah. And then she was, like, she had the right beats, like, because she would get, that little kid indignant when she didn't get her way kind of thing. But
yeah,
not
like,
bratty, but just kind of like, okay.
I loved during the haircut.
Yeah.
The haircut was great. Was like, we're going to give you a haircut. Your hair is dangerous. That's not nice.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I don't mean that. I just want
to
hug
you. No, and then
you.
She makes that comment as you're cutting it. She's like, I'm going to look like a boy.
Or, yeah, just whenever you're just like, she's just like, oh, can I do this or something? And you're like, no. She's like, okay.
Yeah, and then you're
the like, first time she shoots the gun and goes, eep!
yeah, she makes that little eep.
And it's like, that's so damn cute.
You scared, Clem? Yes.
It's okay.
Be scared.
How you doing?
How you doing, sweet pea?
Hey, girl. When she busts out of the little shack with the boat.
Hey, girl.
And then your options are like, what the hell? Or what are you doing in there? And, hey, girl. And
yeah, I did
like,
that.
Hey, girl.
I couldn't be mad at
anybody.
I
could never be mad
at Clinton. Especially she's just so happy. She's just like, look what I did.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me, like Dan's mentioned this, go through a game, just be a jerk.
Yeah, I don't. I want to do that, but
I
couldn't do it.
There's the two that Dan and I were talking about, the playthroughs. There's the asshole Lee.
Yeah, asshole Lee.
And then there's ellipsis Lee.
Yeah, silent
Lee. Where you do not select any of them. I would love. I want to see that playthrough. Like, I think we should try that just for the hell of it, where he says nothing.
Yeah, everybody's just like, is he dumb or something? Like, what's going on?
So
nothing up here
from the very beginning. So I suppose this is when you say you're innocent, prisoner. What the hell is wrong with you?
I want to go do that right now.
It's gonna be so weird. Like, I'm sure there's somebody's already done it, probably.
Yeah, you get through the game in, like, 20 minutes. This is like, well, we're just skipping all of this dialogue.
Yeah, I don't know how that
and
would
and just
work.
Don't talk to anybody, yeah, even, like, in the free area. Yeah. Just never talk to anybody.
That's gonna be, that'd be weird.
That would be cool. The silently.
Whoa. Well, he's gonna talk, like, certain
yeah,
points
he's gotta,
talk.
He's gotta
but, talk. Like, anytime you have a choice, it's just nothing.
It'd be like in any of the Kevin Smith movies. When he speaks, it's profound.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I want to do asshole-y. But I don't know. I don't know if I could be asshole to Clementine.
Yeah, I wonder how like hard like Clementine would get if you're such a dick to
her. I don't know. I have no idea.
I was so proud watching her as a character improve and become resilient on her own. Actually, if I did the silent...
Yeah, well, we did right, Kevin. We made her prepared for the hard shit in the world. Dan was like, no, you can't shoot. Don't shoot me, Clem.
No, he's
oh,
the
you
one.
Did
no,
that, Kevin.
I did
that's
that.
Right.
He
sorry.
No, she totally... Yeah. I was just like, from the get-go, I'm like, you gotta shoot me.
Yep.
You gotta shoot me, sweet pea.
I was like, she has seen too much. She's going to do a lot of things, but I'm the one person...
That's not
going to hurt.
That makes sense, too.
It makes a kind of sense.
It makes sense.
You know, actually, I'd want to do the silent Lee up until the point where you could say to Kenny, fuck you, Kenny.
Oh, I beat the shit out of him on that train. You guys didn't fight him on
I
the train.
I didn't fight him. I talked him down.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
No, I fought the shit out of him. Like, as soon as I had the option, I was like, we're going. Here we go. Go
throw down.
Who is the alpha dog right now? Mm-hmm. And you're going to listen to my shit, all right? We're going to fight.
It's like Sten on Dragon Age.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just got to sort it out.
I felt really bad about Kenny at the end there. Like, when him and Ben...
Yeah.
I was so sad. I felt bad because Ben was, like, trying so hard at the end there, too, to be like... He's like, I gotta, you know...
He always... Ben... It's really great how they set up Ben's character because, like...
You really
want
to hate
first, The first, like, episode two, he does almost nothing.
Yeah.
And then episode three, he does nothing except for reveal, like,
that
oh,
he's the
I
one
was,
who caused
yeah,
the bandits to attack you. And...
So it's just like, oh, God, you're such a fuck up. And then four, he's just messing up the entire episode of four. And then they put you in that decision to let him die or not. And then it's just like, you know, I mean, it's really
the,
good.
That's the easy choice, is to let him die.
It's
we
real,
are but, not Crawford.
Yeah, we are not Crawford. I was like, damn straight we're not Crawford.
Oh, man. You know, one of the things that creeped me out the most in that game was when you first came to the barricade of Crawford.
Yeah,
unliving barricade.
I totally didn't see it for a bit because I think I was just focused on the newsstand. And then
yeah,
when I was
then,
just walking, I was like, what?
I checked out the...
What?
I clicked on the writing on the door that's right next to a barricade. It wasn't on screen. The screen starts moving. It's like, what? What's that? And then automatically Lee goes, what the fuck.
Yeah,
that was creepy.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
Lee's character is really good.
Yeah.
It's just really good. It's just, I mean, especially like how I played him was I tried to be even keel, but I was also in charge and upset when it needed to be. And it's just really good. It's just really well written.
Mm-hmm. It felt really satisfying when you got to finally see things the way you wanted them to see it.
And he really felt like it was your Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And even you know, there was even times when you messed up and stuff.
Well, yeah, it's funny. Like, you were saying, like, when you were watching me play, you're like, oh, I didn't say that. I said something different.
Yeah,
like,
I said, we'd say little stuff different. Just
yeah,
randomly.
We had our own games.
Yeah.
So they had, like, we've heard them talk about, other people talk about it, it's the diamond shape. They're like, yep, here's where you start, and kind of branches out, but we're all going to come up here. This is all
yeah, we're
gonna
all
going
to come back to the middle.
To the,
well, it's,
to
it's,
the garage
yeah.
and the cop and Clem. And...
Well, it's like I said, you know, with the, when I mentioned it before even you guys started playing it, it's not really so much, it's not so much the gameplay that makes it good,
no.
Because there's no gameplay. Like, there's no actual skill.
There's no, it's point and click. It's really like moving. I mean, there's
some stuff that you're gonna fail just because I didn't know what I was doing, or it was too quick, or something.
The closest to gameplay is when you're getting in the RV.
The only thing I don't really like about that part, or I should say the gameplay stuff, is that when they give you chances for button prompts, like the mash the button, and you do it, but there's no way you can succeed in that button press. Like, it automatically goes on to another section.
Well, because it's supposed to give you a sense of,
But, I mean, when you see that, it's like, oh, come on, I should be able to get out of this instead of
making... Well, but that's the... Yeah. They're putting you in that situation.
There should be a chance of you to succeed there. Because, like, one of them, I know I got it all the way down, and then instead of me giving me a button prompt, it cut to the next part. I was like, oh, come on.
Yeah, and every time that happens, it kind of runs the story... in a small way where it's like, I know I'm not going to get out of this. Somebody is going to shoot the zombie.
It's just a small gripe. Like, it's not a huge deal, but it was one of those things that I noticed in the end when I had my confrontation with the stranger. Because you didn't have the same kind of confrontation that I did with the stranger. I actually talked to... I didn't kill him, remember?
Oh, but I still choked him, and then he passed out, and then I got the gun and I shot him in the face.
Yeah, no, see, I was fighting him. I was choking him, and that's the thing. I thought I kept mashing the button, and I got to that point, and I wasn't able to kill him. He, like, pushed me off, and then
To
fight him off.
Because, yeah, I was choking him, and then he just stopped.
Yeah, no.
And then he passed out, and then I shot him in the face.
Yeah, and that's what I did.
Yeah.
I mean, Dan watched
me. I wonder how you got to that part.
I don't know, because he pushed me down, and then I was struggling against him with him on top of me, and that's when Clementine shot him.
Oh, so one reason I didn't need Clementine shoot me, I knew she's tough enough, was after Ben did one of his infamous fuck-ups of, hey, I found this hatchet. Yeah. Where did you find it?
And everybody's trying to blow him out. Door,
and then... Wasn't it, like, right around there where one of the zombies grabs him, and you're trying to get a shot lined up, and all of a sudden...
You grab Molly, and then she shot
or, yeah, grab Glenn Molly, and then you're trying line up shot, and then it goes, boom! And she's like, thanks, Lee. That wasn't me.
It's me.
Yeah.
Way to go, baby girl.
No, she was like, nice shot. And then she's like, okay, bye.
That's the point where I knew Clem's good.
Funny part is, fun. I love. Oh, go ahead, Dan.
In the voting out of Ben, what did you decide? Did you vote him? Did you say like we're gonna vote him off of the boat, or are you going to keep him or abstain?
We're sticking together.
John abstained. I stuck together too. And then Clem made this mad face. I've never seen her make this face before. When Lee goes like. We shouldn't talk about this right now. I'm abstaining. And then Clem just went, she just made this, like, mad face. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, baby girl. Yeah. Can we just hug it out?
That's a big thing. It's a lot of my decisions. I still would have kept him. Because I was like, everyone sticks together and somebody's going to die before we get the boat anyway.
Room on the boat anyway.
But it's like, if there was a vote or a decision where I had to be rough, and it's like, if Clem's there, no, I'm being a good guy.
Well, just like there's aspects of that game that you know, you especially like when they introduced Bree, I'm like, she's dead. Like, she's here. Why is she here? Nope, she's dead. She's gonna get eaten.
She got destroyed.
She gets turned into a zombie, and then you put your hatchet into her brain later.
It's funny though because I don't know what it is with when
did
I
did you
play.
Remember that did you
oh yeah
okay
yeah
was
right
there. I was watching you play
when I killed Bruce. I didn't no she got eaten she shows up in episode 5 and I put my hatchet in her brain
no I was just saying like I don't know what it is but when I play games like I don't know it's the same thing with movies if I start to get like into it I kind of. I don't do the fourth wall thing. Because, like, there was even that time in episode 4 when you get trapped in that alleyway and then they climb up and then Molly throws you her little hatchet or whatever. I actually thought, like, I'm going to die here. Like, is this the end of Lee? Like, I was really like, oh, crap. Like, did I do something wrong? I'm totally freaked out. Like, I wasn't thinking, like, oh, well, of course I'm going to get out somehow or something. Like,
actually,
I started freaking out.
What I was thinking was... Who's going to show up and save me?
Yeah.
Somebody is going to save me, because I'm hosed.
See, I never think like that. Unless I'm, like, not into the game. But if I'm into the game, like, I'm, like, totally, like, in it. Like, I'm just like, yeah.
They only gave it right out of that a short little bit, but I was so sad to see Chuck dead.
Yeah, Benevolent Hobo died.
But at least I like how Lee was like, oh, he saved a bullet for himself, at least.
Chuck was a good man.
He was. He played that guitar song. I didn't even realize that when I was in the, when you were stopped in front of the tanker.
Okay.
And if you start walking around, you know the guitar song that's playing?
Oh, yeah.
Chuck
yeah.
is the one playing, he's playing it. So, like, I'm walking around, and then I walk over. Like, I'm like, this is, yeah, I like that music. And then I walk it over to the one part of the train.
Yeah.
And
even then talk I see to
Chuck.
Him.
I see Chuck just playing. I'm like, oh. I thought that was just score for the game. And no, it's actually Chuck playing.
It's a wonderful game.
I like Chuck as the master of wisdom. Like, after he tells Clem that she's gonna die, and you approach him, you're like, what the hell are you telling my baby girl? That's my child. And it's like, listen, she is going to die unless you want to start acting like a grown-up. You need a plan. Not just, we're going to get a boat. Do you have a map? Do you have a plan? And that girl is dangerous right now. She is unprotected.
You said we're always supposed to stick together. Yeah. Damn it. Damn it, Clem. Okay, fine. You can come with me. I guess I'll go pack my things.
I liked when you're going to Crawford, and I was like, you gotta stay here with Omid. He might need you. And she goes, what if he changes? It's like, okay, yeah, we always stick together. Come on.
Poor Omid. Omid, left behind.
I will say, like, it devastated me at end of episode 5 when she sees her parents.
Yeah.
That face that she makes is just like, oh.
And she can't even stop.
Yeah.
We have to keep walking into the horde.
So here's the thing. Let's talk about that real quick with the episode 5 thing. Kevin and I both kept our arm.
Yeah.
Because you get bitten at the end of episode 4.
I chopped that arm off. It's no good to me anymore.
But you told us that you don't have any.
Yeah, he doesn't.
You don't fall over.
If I remember, he doesn't fall over.
So the way that scene ends when she sees her parents.
Oh, he still falls.
He falls. Oh, he does.
He's like, after I cut off my arm, like I couldn't really tell in your playthrough, Kevin, but I could tell like his face was changing like the throughout the whole.
Oh,
episode.
I noticed it. Yeah,
yeah.
No, but like pronouncedly, like mm-hmm. right away. Like I didn't notice it in Kevin's. Like when he kept. His
oh,
arm.
Because he kept his arm.
Yeah.
Oh, and yours.
I think when I cut off my arm, like his face started changing like dramatically.
Oh, okay.
Like, and it was like by the time it was there, it was really bad. Like it was like sunken eyes and just.
It was at the end of the very end of the episode. They were both the same. Like his face was really messed up.
Yeah, because like that part where you're climbing up the ladder and you pass out and you fall over. And stuff. I don't remember that. Now I might be remembering wrong because
okay.
It was like almost a month ago. But I know I fell down a couple times because like I only have one arm.
Well, the good thing about that game is that you can go and rewind and go start back at any point in the session.
Oh yeah,
there's a rewind option, so you can rewind and then it has those specific save points.
Oh.
So like sections of it that you can go back in and start from that point again.
Oh, because where is that?
It's when you're in the main menu, you hit X. It's like it's the option says rewind. So.
Oh, I didn't know that at all.
I need to do that because, like, there was one choice I wanted to play in the moment. So when climbing the ladder and you pass out,
mm-hmm.
there was one choice I couldn't pick it because no, we're on a mission, save Clem. We gotta keep going. I'm dying. Let's move. So I didn't pick when they go, Lee, are you okay? I wanted to pick, I was just showing off.
Ooh, smart-ass Lee. There's a character.
Smart-ass Lee. That would be pretty good.
I'm just showing
all
off.
All the smarmiest comments.
Or all swearing Lee. Yeah. Like, every time there's any kind of swearing.
We don't have any fucking time for this.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, that part when he got bit, I was really like, I was just like,
pissed.
Oh. Yeah, I was pissed. Oh, especially how he reacts, too, is so good. He's just like, fuck, no, no. No. And then they have that like cool camera angle where it kind of he's like in the foreground and then they're running in the background to him and then he's just got his hand like that and he's
show the group.
Yeah, that's funny because you showed it right away, right?
Yep.
And then John showed it right away. The very first choice I didn't show it, right? And then we were talking and then during the talk one of the options was like I got bit. So it was. They kind of let you get out of that.
Yeah.
After a couple options, because once I didn't show it, because I was like, oh god, I don't want. I was panicking. I was like, I don't want anybody to know about this, right? Like exactly, like kind of role playing as Lee. And then as soon as there was that option, I was like, oh thank god, yes, I want to show you.
Well, no, the funny thing is that in episode 5, when you're having a discussion, like there's one point where you're talking with Krista. And she says, if you didn't tell us you were bitten, we weren't going to come. You would have done this by yourself. Yeah. I was like, wait, does that mean that if you don't show it to them at all, you go and off on your own and try to
do
that
whole sequence? Yeah, there's one option. You know, I didn't see it in Kevin's stats, but like when I finished that, at the end, there was the stats, and then it had the different combinations of people that could go with you, and then there was percentages under each of them. I don't know if they changed that.
I didn't see percentages.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
I know, because I was watching you play episode 5. And yeah, because that's how I knew you could be alone, because there was one of them where it was just Lee by himself, and it was like 7% of people when I played it. Now, I don't know if they took that out. I have no idea.
Yeah, that's weird. I would like to have known that.
Yeah, because there was a different...
I'm almost positive that I was real... When with my playthrough, Kevin, I was very cautious about...
Ben.
So I was like, I probably could have tried to press Ben to come along with me on the final mission. Like when I, you know, when you're like, oh, we're all going to go do this. But I didn't quite... I was like, okay, maybe you should stay here, Ben. And so he stayed. He was like, okay, that's fine. I was like, oh, maybe I could have gotten all of them along with me.
I want to know if because, you know, you appealed the same way that I did to Kenny, where it's just like, oh, you know, like...
She's my family.
Mm-hmm. Kevin said, fuck off, so he's just not coming,
yeah,
right?
Kevin's just
but
like,
I want to know if you treated Kenny badly, and you just went against him every single way, like, throughout the whole series.
And you bring that family thing
and
up.
And you still even said that. Like, I want to know if he still...
Says the same thing you said to him? He's like, fuck you, Lee.
Yeah, I would love to know that. I would love to know that.
Yeah, you know, knowing what all the choices are and who remains with you, it'd be interesting playthrough game to cater, like, so many of these different outcomes.
Oh, if you're still alone, Lee, right? Like, do you still get to cut off your arm? You know, and then when you get back, like, did Vernon then beat up everybody? Like, what happened, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or just, you know, a couple people.
Or did they steal the boat?
Oh, fuck me. And then you're lonely the whole time, because you don't actually need anybody for the whole...
They all take the boat.
Holy crap.
Maybe, yeah, that might be, huh.
I really want to look at the game FAQ, but I kind of don't also.
I want to do it for yourself.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Man.
It is a great game. It's a great story, and the game, I mean, the gameplay is just on there. It's fun. Yeah.
It's fun. It gives enough, like, you know, you're in the game and stuff, and all the
dialogue. It's fun in the sense of, do you want to torture
and
yourself emotionally?
I'm going to be sad for 2 hours. Bye.
I think I played it just the right way, because Kevin and I both had all 5 episodes accessible to us, which the way I played it was episode a night. So I did, like, okay, Tuesday night, I played episode 2, and I played all the way through it. And then I finished. I'm like, okay, that was perfect. And then I went and played episode 3 the next night. I'm like, okay, I played this. This is good. I'm done.
Episode 4, yeah.
And then episode 4, did this, and then 5, I just did. So it was like, it was really good to play that in bite-sized chunks. I would not want to play that thing beginning to end all at once.
I played it halfway through. Like, yeah. I had 1 through 3. So I played 1, I think, like, one night. And then, like, on a Friday night, and then Saturday night, I played 2, and then I was just like, I'll play a little bit of 3, and then I got it to the point where Carly gets shot, and I was like, I'm playing the rest of this.
That was the discussion you told us last week, wasn't it?
Yeah,
where you got
to,
you're like 1 o'clock in the morning, and you're like, well, I'm finishing this.
Yeah, like this, I want to know what happened. But then, and then I had to wait.
That was the longest one, right? That's the longest episode?
Yeah, that's the longest.
Yeah.
And then that was in August, and I had to wait until October to do episode 4.
And I think that's when I picked it up, was when it was on sale. Or no, I didn't even buy it on sale. I paid full price for that. And
I got it on sale, like, November.
And then, I had to wait another month for... I kind of liked it, though, because when it came out in that week, I was so ready to play that. Like, I think episode 4, I waited until, like, a Thursday or Friday, like, when I had, like, all night to play it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to get all comfortable. Here we go. Here's my episode of Walking Dead. And it was cool. especially like the end of episode 4, you're just like, ah.
Well, at this point, like I said, it feels perfect to sit down and play those in one episode chunks. It's like, okay, episode of the night, I'm feeling really good. And then after I play an episode, I'm like, I need something uplifting.
So
I need something happy after all this sadness.
So when the new season comes out, are you going to wait until all the episodes?
I probably will again, yeah. Because it seems like that kind of game, the way I like to digest that kind of game, is to put it in those nice chunks.
I don't think I could wait.
I'm going to buy it day one.
Yeah, I don't think I could wait.
I'll probably buy it day one. But yeah. I'll wait to play it.
Yeah, I don't think I could wait. I just, like, I want to know what happens in episode one. Like, I don't care if I have to wait.
So we're going to have to wait to talk about this again.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Damn it, John, what are you doing to us?
You guys can have all your discussions you want about it. I'm just going to be, I'm going to be the kind of guy who's like, no, I want to play it in this way. It's a
special mid-season Infinite Lives podcast with only me and Kevin talking about Clementine. Mm-hmm.
Except we won't know how to start the podcast because it's like John's the host.
Yeah, I'll be like, "Hi, hey,
John needs to talk, but he's not here."
So yeah, that's been. I mean,
that's all you played this week.
That's literally all I played this week.
I've
been having a hankering to. Funny enough, this morning I was looking through on Wikipedia while not working and. Looking at the DLC for Rock Band, like what's been released recently.
Because of what we talked
about. Yeah, because of what we talked about last week. And I was looking at some of the DLC and I'm like, oh, that came out? Oh, that also came out too?
Oh, no.
Oh man, I got some money to spend on some Rock Band songs.
Oh, no.
No, because it's one of those games that you can go back to and be like,
yeah,
play it for 4 hours that night, play all those new songs you download and be like, okay.
Yeah,
I'm good.
I got my money's worth.
Yeah, it's like the cost of a movie. You're like, okay, I spend my $10 and I get 4 hours worth of entertainment out of this.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I already made the investment, and now it's just it's just like a hit.
Maintenance.
It's like that small hit.
Maintenance.
I need to re-up a little bit. Yeah. I need that taste. Right,
Kevin? Do you need bigger
dose? Sometimes.
Yeah, it's you're like it's, these are really good songs. I really want to play these on Rock Band and.
Yeah, every like 3 months or so, I'll go Wikipedia, look at the list of downloads. Sort it by date and go like, where's the last one I downloaded was, oh, that one. So then I go down from there and it's like, oh, crap, that came out like 2 months ago.
Yep. Yeah, and that's what I was doing today. I was looking at the DLC list and I saw at least, I think there were 5 or 6 songs that I wanted to download.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just reminds me, we need to get the band back together just for the hell of it. Have a reunion.
Boys, I was thinking of getting the band back together. One final farewell gig.
Well, yeah, this week they had the Possum Kingdom got released.
Oh, crap!
Yep.
Possum Kingdom?
Toadies.
Oh, okay.
Let's see, what else did we have? Sex and Candy by Marcy Playground. I wouldn't mind playing that. Kevin, I'm sure you'd love Jessica by the Allman Brothers Band.
Ooh, yeah. The theme from
Top Gear.
Yeah. I Melt With You by Modern English.
Okay.
Let's see, what else do we have? Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
Did they ever release more ska?
Footloose from Kenny Loggins.
I'm Alright from Caddyshack.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep. They did release some more Green Day, too. They had a Dave Matthews Band. Oh, Dan, this is all you.
Sublime
Pack.
Oh, really?
What I got.
They actually made a Sublime Pack.
What I got, Wrong Way and Santeria.
Did, like, Guitar Hero, like, lapse in their license, in their agreement? Remember, because it was on there first?
Yeah.
Anyway.
They got a Chicago Pack. Come On, Eileen by Save Ferris.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, I'm like...
Yeah, then Flock of Seagulls was the last one I bought.
Okay. I haven't bought any... Oh, Beautiful Disaster? 311?
Or Down?
Down, yeah. Like, I mean, literally, I look through this and I'm like, I would buy, yeah, I need to buy that too. Okay, you know, it's got like 6 or 7 songs here I need to buy. So, yeah, that's just what I was looking at this week. I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember how much fun I have playing Rock Band. I like to sing now.
Okay.
I still like my guitar.
What else have you been playing, Dan? Do we want to go into that now?
What have I
been
playing?
We'll do this. This should be good. We can, because we can all talk about it because we played it.
Played what?
Certain spaceship game.
I was going to talk about the other games I played this week.
Well, let's get. we don't have to talk a lot about FTL. I mean, we can. It's because it's not. There's not a whole lot to that game. Okay. Do you want to talk about some other stuff first?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about, Dan?
So the other games I was playing other than FTL this week...
We'll get to FTL.
...was I played... I bought and downloaded that Cinemora game.
Is it good?
It's pretty good. If you like shoot 'em up shumps kind of thing, it's really good. It's really pretty.
Yeah.
Like, it's a pretty beautiful game.
Well,
I have no idea what's going on in that story. Like, there's some kind of war, atomic bombs, there's rape. I don't know what's going on.
Remember when we got Jamestown, the first time you told me about that?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, you're John Smith and you're in space going to Mars.
No, but this is like a serious story. Like it's...
I felt Jamestown was a serious story.
No, it wasn't.
No.
I was a flying Indian on a giant space car. I felt that was deadly serious.
It was right on. No, this was kind of...
Historically accurate.
Most historically accurate.
Fighting the conquistadors on their spaceships as well.
I don't want to live anymore. Yes, it was serious.
You got... What is the... You got to... What was the name of the function?
I was vaunt just it. Playing that.
You got to vaunt it.
I was just playing that after Cinemora. But, it's crazy because it's kind of like... it reminds me of a couple games that I mentioned when we were talking about PlayStation. Philosoma and Einhander.
I was going to say, it looks Einhander-esque.
Yeah, so there's like this serious story going on, and there's like a lot of characters. What's weird is that they're all like animals or something. And what's even strange is like, so one of the main guys is this guy, he kind of looks like a bison, right? And
buffalo.
Yeah, like a buffalo. And his son, who is kind of the onus of the whole game, because he's... Apparently, they were going to do, like, this Trinity bomb, atomic bomb kind of thing run on these, like, rebels and stuff. And his son was the one guy in the bomber ship that didn't want to do it.
Okay.
So they killed him, and then they bombed it anyway. He was the pilot, right? So this father is, like, doing this whole vendetta against, like, this Empire Federation thing, right?
Okay.
Anyway, so there's a flashback level where he's with his son, and then he's teaching him how to fly and stuff. So he looks like a bison, right? His son looks like a cheetah or some kind of cat. And I'm just like, what happened there?
Adoption.
Do they wear masks? Or
no. They're just animals, and they're talking this crazy language that kind of looks... That kind of sounds like Russian, kind of sounds like Italian, kind of sounds like gibberish. And at the beginning of every...
So that's what, like, Italian and Russian sound like to me.
But it's not Italian, and it's not Russian, right? But it sounds crazy. But it's actual...
Bulgarian?
It's actual language, because I was like, okay, so they're saying that word again, right, in the subtitles, right? But then they say this exact same word, so I'm like, okay, somebody actually wrote this out, like, in whatever crazy alien language this is, right? So people put a lot of work into the story of a shoot 'em up. Well, what's really weird is that at the beginning of every level, there's this long wall of text of, like, what's happening, right? Or a setup for this thing, right? And it's usually, like, a guy talking about some kind of experience or whatever, first person kind of thing. And it's just all in this language. So I've never heard... Like, the first time I did that, I was like, okay, I'm going to just listen to this whole thing. And I was just like, this is taking too long. I have no idea what this Italian-Russian guy is talking about.
Hey, Dan. Maybe change the language settings to something that you didn't realize what it was.
No. They're supposed to talk like this crazy language.
Okay.
They're like all animals. I don't understand. And then rape is part of the story.
That's great. Sounds really classy and
I have no
adult.
I have no idea what's going on in there. And
you just know you're going left to right, shooting things.
The boss battles are cool. The weapons are pretty cool. All the ships are pretty cool. They all look cool. It's kind of almost like a Tailspin, like more serious Tailspin.
Okay. Because
they're all like propeller planes and stuff.
They're Don Carnage.
Yeah. There's fucking like they're animals. It's Tailspin. Oh,
you just realized you just danced his tail, the adult Tailspin.
Dan just
what
had
the
a
hell
pissy.
Just happened?
I think you broke your brain.
If I got to the end boss, is he Shere Khan?
No, it's not Shark. It's
oh,
not
Shere Khan. Oh.
I think I got to the second to last level. It just got really hard. I was so like, what? No, what?
That's what happened to us in Jamestown. We got to that last level and we're like, fuck this.
Yeah.
And then my computer kept crashing.
And I don't know what's going on. I mean, I don't know how to get better ranks, because it will be like, I get all these bonus points for time. It's like you have a 98% hit rate.
Mm-hmm.
You destroyed all these things. You never continued. You never died. And then it's like C. And I know there's a B and A because it says. And I don't know what this category says, right? So in the whole like after the level,
there's all the list of stuff,
and then it says time spent on rank C, time spent on rank B, time spent on rank A. I don't know what that is. I've been getting C's. Well, actually, towards the end, I was getting D's and E's, right? But like, I was getting C's. I don't know what that time spent on C means. Like,
maybe it's part of your multiplier.
I have no idea. That's kind of a cool game though. If you like shoot 'em ups, that's a cool game.
Well, like I said, we had it for
$2.
Yeah, we had a great time with Jamestown.
So does it have any multiplayer?
No, it's not multiplayer.
Oh. It's only single player. Oh,
yeah, it's a serious chump.
Yeah, serious.
It's like old school chump. Old school.
Because they're all serious, deadly serious.
Well, Steam profile or Steam listing says it has the arcade mode.
What does that mean?
Where you could select the difficulty and all that, so you're outside of the story mode.
Oh,
in which
yeah,
case,
yeah.
Seriousness gone? Multiplayer.
Yeah, yeah. I guess. What? I don't know. It doesn't look like there's any space for multiplayer, because your stuff, your HUD...
It's Einhander.
It's Einhander or Philosoma.
I never played Philosoma.
But can you survive Philosoma? That was for you, Christopher Yap. And then the other game I played, I finished Orcs Must Die 2. Well, I finished the story mode, but then I played like endless wave mode and crazy stuff. That's pretty fun. It's still fun.
Okay.
Nothing really to say about that, though.
It's a standard, like...
It's fun. It's just, like, setting up different traps.
It's a brainless
and getting,
kind of game.
And getting kind of crazy... I was getting these crazy combos where, like, my swinging door trap was, like...
Rube Goldberg machine of death.
Yeah, we'll just keep, like, sending guys all the way down, or, you know, we'd flip guys. Anyway, and then the other game I really tried to play, and this was very disappointing, was Witcher 2. I have about 5 hours played in that game... And maybe 3 hours of real game time.
In 30-minute chunks?
Yeah. So, actually, you know, that didn't start happening until maybe, like, an hour in. And so, yeah, my game kept crashing. Every time I would... Sometimes when it would autosave. Sometimes when I would go into maps. Sometimes when I go into inventory, it would just crash.
You know why? Because you're too extreme.
I'm way too extreme.
The Witcher is too extreme.
It was too extreme. That game seems really cool. Okay. I really was into the story.
You really want to play it.
What's crazy is that I didn't like Witcher 1 and that ran perfect. Right?
Karma.
Witcher's...
Maybe you just need to read it in the original Polish, Dan.
I need to read it in the original Polish. I wanted to play it in Polish subtitles.
No,
actually, I know what'll get to work for you.
Boobs.
You're supposed to play through all of Witcher 1 first.
Yeah, that's probably going to bring over my save.
It's the Ur save.
That will unlock playability.
What's silly in that game is that it's the start of Witcher 1, just the start of Witcher 1. It's like, I have amnesia. I don't remember anything. Witcher 2 is like, I have amnesia again. People even comment on it.
Yeah.
It's just like...
why
is like,
the Witchers always forget
it? No, they're like, hello, Geralt. We meet again. And Geralt's just like... I guess I probably know you. I don't remember.
Sure.
And then somebody, one of his parties, just like, he has amnesia.
Okay.
And I'm just like, wait, this is a silly game, but it's pretty cool. There's a lot of boobs in it.
Yeah.
In the few hours that I played,
blood, death.
There's blood, death,
magic.
Dude, you can hack off guys' arms. That's cool.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that since
Force Unleashed.
One of the Jedi games.
Force Unleashed had that.
Force Unleashed had that?
Yep.
And then. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It seemed like it was going to be great, but it just kept happening too often, and I just could not.
You just can't
like I said with Walking Dead, I really get into a game, I get into the game.
There's no reason for you to play a game that you can't play just to sit
really
down and play through.
I really want to figure that out and play that.
But it's time for the upgrade, Dan. I'm telling you.
No, I don't think that's it. I think it's the game.
It's time for the
upgrade. Dude, Batman never crashed.
That's because Batman's a year old.
That's a year old, too. That's older.
No,
but
like
Batman was
years.
Also developed for consoles, which are not as
But it looks...
Intense.
The graphics look just as good.
I thought Witcher 2 is also on consoles.
Yeah,
after
on
the
console.
Fact. They primarily
oh,
developed
yeah,
Witcher for
okay.
the PC.
I don't know how that game's on consoles. There is boobs, dude. There is boobs, and there's Snatch. There is things going on.
Have you ever played God of War?
Yeah.
Is there Snatch in God of War?
There's humping in God of War.
Do they show him humping?
No, they don't show
there
him.
Was
yeah,
the...
They show Geralt humping. Geralt is doing
and for mature.
I guess so.
Well, should we look up and see if there's edits in Witcher 2?
Remember when hot coffee was a big thing?
Yes.
Yeah. He's just all over the place, man. He's Witcher, man.
He's a Witcher. Everybody wants to create a new Witcher, so they need the Witcher seed.
He's kind of like a medieval emo skinny Batman. That's what he kind of feels like.
There's only one Batman.
I said kind of.
And he's Batman.
I kind of. Well, Batman is kind of emo, so.
I was going to say.
Yeah, Batman's kind of emo. Yeah. He's all emo.
Yeah, all emo.
Even 60s Batman.
And Dux is Robin.
I let him be Robin.
I let him be Robin, too.
Because I was like, at first, you know what? You're annoying me, kid, but.
This is a cool reference.
It's kind of cute, and you'll stay out my hair.
So sadly, after 5 hours of crashing every 20 minutes, every time I would get into a good dialogue, and I'm like, ah, this is awesome. Okay, I'm back in this. Oh, we're in a tavern. This is just high medieval fantasy. Okay. And then it's just like, yeah, well, what's great is like in the conversation, it's like, oh, here, girl, take this. You'll probably need this. And I'm like, oh, cool. I want to go look what this is. I'm going to go in my inventory and check out what this amulet.
Your inventory crashed the game. That's so silly.
I gotta reload this save again, right?
I gotta reload this.
Or just like, oh, I'm gonna pick this quest, and then I'm like, okay, where is it on the map? I'm gonna pick the map.
Oh. Were you actually yelling at your computer?
I was more doing what I'm doing right now is with my head in my hands and just going, what do I do? What do I do? Do I keep playing it like this? Do I keep playing like this? So anyway.
And then you booted up NBA 2K11 and you're fine.
Yeah, actually I did do that.
I know you too well. You're like, this game works. I'm going to play this.
I'm a superstar. I'm an all-star. Anyway, so all that leads me to, I actually booted up finally FTL last night.
Okay.
For 3 hours.
All right. Do we want to talk about that?
That's a fantastic game.
Well, maybe take a break and then we come into it because...
Well, no, I think why don't we just finish our discussion of this and then we'll take a break and then we can talk some more about some Xbox 360 stuff. I think this is a good... We can finish what we're playing now and then get into that. So
FTL is fantastic. Once I got through the tutorial and I died with my first ship in the second sector
because
I kind of didn't know what I was doing.
No?
I was like... I had the
Your first time through game second sector is pretty damn good.
I had the same reaction as when I played Arkham City. I was like, why did I wait so long to play this? I was just like, I wasted all that time not playing this game. And I was just like, this is fucking ridiculously cool.
Yep.
Yeah, so, to pull a Dan, I remember like a few months ago when I was playing the game, I was telling you, Dan, how good it was.
I told him first. I bought it like as soon as they talked about it the first time. On the Bombcast, they're like, oh man, that game's good. I'm like, oh, it's half off. I'm getting this. I bought it, and then that weekend I played it like for a good 4 hours the first day, and then at least 3 to 4 hours the second day, and I was like, oh, this is so good, but I can't do it. I don't have I do not have the fortitude to whittle my way through this game and try and figure out the way to Nirvana, which is killing that goddamn mothership.
Maybe if I unlock more ships.
Yeah. So Dan, how far have you gotten in FTL?
I had two runs in the 3 hours.
Okay.
The first run only ended in second sector. The second run ended in the seventh sector, which is the sector before the last.
Oh, all so you normal. Still have not gotten yet. Normal. Ooh, mm-hmm. Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
See, I've gotten into seven on normal. I think I got to eight once on normal, but not to the boss.
I was talking to our friend Steven last night on, because he saw me playing, right?
Uh-huh.
And then I got off, and then he suddenly switched from, I think League of Legends to FTL. And then he's like, oh, FTL, man, I gotta play that. I forgot about that game. And then so I started talking about what happened. He was like, oh, that's crazy. That's pretty insane. So this is what happened, right? In the second playthrough. About sector, I think, four,
mm-hmm.
right? I got into some really bad shit. Right, I took a lot of damage.
Is that the picture you posted last night?
Yeah, I took a lot of hull damage, right? So I got hull damage in my engine, right? Hull damage all around those rooms around there, mm-hmm. right? Because I was just like, I'm fixing the engine. My guy who's been in the engine room the whole trip, he's fixing the engine, and then he's just, I'm like, why is he losing health? And I was like, oh no, you gotta get out of here, right? So I pulled everybody out.
And sealed off the ship.
I sealed off those parts of the ship, but... One the weapon room could not get to the shield room.
Mm-hmm.
The med bay was gone. Right, There's got a breach in it. It's also destroyed. No way. Like, that's not going to happen, right? The sensor room, it's breach. It is broken. Like, it's been broken, right? So Sector 4, this happens. So I have, like, three guys in the weapons room, two guys in the shield room, and then my pilot, who is cut off from the rest. Like, there is breaches everywhere. So what I actually did, I opened all the doors that didn't have people in them, just so that in case there's a fire, this is not going to be a problem, right? So for three sectors, we drove like that. The engine was broken, so I upgraded it like three or four times. It could only have one power cell in it, right?
Oh,
so,
man.
So here we go. This is like I had leftover power, which is kind of cool because I started upgrading weapons.
Oh, man.
Right? So somehow we started getting into a flow, right? I actually got up to three shields, and I was just like I started kind of becoming a little unstoppable. Mm-hmm. Like having easy time in battles, I had a repair arm or something that,
okay.
Like 15% of all scrap becomes like hull repair and stuff. I even went to stores to repair the hull stuff, and then I'm like, did that repair the breach damage? And I took a guy and then was like, walk out. Nope, it's not. They're still broken. Okay, let's go back into the thing. So somehow we kept going. Right, at one point. A ship sent over guys, teleported guys, into one of the rooms, right? into the fucking weapons room with three guys, and they all shot, and then, like, two of them died, right? So we're slowly getting whittled down, but I'm like, okay, we're doing pretty good, we got a lot of cool weapons. I go to Sector 7, I'm like, okay, here we go, this is gonna be pretty bad, right? First guy I met, he had so many weapons,
yeah.
He had so many weapons!
Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't know what was going on.
You died.
He had so many weapons. I had no missiles.
He blew up your ship.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
Oh no! What happened was that he was slowly like just like breaking stuff, and he hull breached those two places, and so like those guys died. And then the fucking captain is just flying the ship. Like, hit the FTL drive. I can't because the engine is blown up. It's gone. Yeah. So that's my FTL story. Yeah.
One of my favorite things to do is anytime. When enemies board my ship, I will do whatever I can to lure them to the med bay. I'll just move like three of my guys in the med bay, and you're being healed the whole time, and usually you'll get healed quicker than they'll hurt you. You're just beating the crap out of them.
My friend Steven was actually saying like what you could probably maybe do with those places with hull breach, upgrade your oxygen enough,
yep.
And then just go into that thing and just try to fix it as fast as possible.
Or yep. Get a robot.
I don't have any robots.
What I'd do...
I got a praying mantis guy.
Yeah
I've had them.
That guy was kind of cool.
Did you get any new ships?
I got one new ship for getting to Sector 5.
Yeah,
the NG.
That
stage.
Weird blockage.
Yeah, I want to use...
It doesn't... It's not good.
It sucks.
It looks better than the one that
no,
I had with the...
Yours is better.
I'll make it good.
Okay, we'll see.
I want that
report one. Report back in next week and tell us how your adventures with the SS Shittilis went.
I want that one legendary ship, the one for beating the boss.
Fuck that.
Because it's never going to happen.
Man, I even tried to cheat in that game, and I was like, fuck this.
How'd you cheat in that game?
There's cheat
codes?
No, there's like a hack get program that's like, give you money and give you like missiles.
Mm-hmm. It still ain't going to be possible.
I still couldn't get anywhere in it. I'm like, even with all the money and all the upgrades, you can't beat that game.
Oh, what I like, my favorite thing is when I have an enemy ship that is way outclassed by me. My shields are too good for them to ever get through. What I'll do is, I love having the upgrade sensors so you can see where their people are.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to destroy their ship, I try and kill the people inside the ship with
yeah.
targeted. And then especially, there's... Oh, that's one laser weapon where you pick where you fire it.
Oh, yeah.
And then you draw the line from it.
Oh, the aliens kept doing
and
that.
And you can hit, like, three rooms at once with that if you aim it right. You can hit, like, three dudes, three different stations. Such a fun weapon.
It's really a good game. It's really simple, but it's... God, that game's fucked.
It's deep.
It's really...
I was doing what I think I heard some people say. I think it was Giant Bomb that was saying this. I was actually timing the shots so that they would all come at the same time. I'd get the ion blast out and then the missiles out, then shoot all the lasers at the same time to get through shields and stuff.
Yeah,
like
yeah
that.
You always time it. Whatever is your best shield destroying or shield disabling first.
And then you shoot the missile in afterwards to destroy the weapons or the shield.
I was hooked because I was just like, I already have a story. And it was a pretty good story.
It is good. It's a good game. It's really good.
So those guys could not get to the other thing. As soon as like, I was like, oh, that's fine. We'll just go to the medical... The guy went in there and he's just like, I'm dying. There's no just oxygen. Seems like
you never have enough crew. You'll never have enough weapons to beat that mothership. Oh,
man. I had like 6 crew and they were all upgraded. They all had stars next to their heads and stuff. It was cool. I didn't know that. I didn't know that until halfway through the game. Yeah, I was just like, why does this guy have like a star next to his?
Because he's been on the weapons the whole time.
Yeah, and I was like, oh man, you guys get. Oh, that's cool. I had like a I had a designated repair guy that was just walking around. It's cool.
I like the racial bonuses. You pick who's doing what. It's like one guy I think is the Mantis, since they're good at hand to hand combat.
Yeah, he's just
he did not have a station. He just sat in the dead middle of the ship, and as soon as anybody boarded, he is on it.
Yeah.
And my favorite thing is as soon as enemies board, it's like, okay, is anyone around that enemy? No, then I'm opening all the airlocks up to that room.
I think what happened with the first one was that I took my time in the very first
sector. Oh, and you got killed by the wave of
It said warning, right? And it was right on the exit, because I was just going all over the place, and I was just like, okay, I'll go to the exit now. So I get to the exit, and it's like, oh, the rebels are here, or whatever. I forgot what they're called. The rebels?
You're the
Federation.
You're the Federation, they're the Rebels.
Yeah,
the,
so anyway, yeah, the Rebels. No, first it zooms in, right? I was like, oh, those are
they're the Federation, you're the Rebels.
Okay, so anyway, I was just like, oh, those are the ships from the Titus Creed. No. And it's like, you have to fend off these guys until, like, you can warp. I was like, what? Oh, crap. Oh, no, put all power to the thing, and then no power to the, all the power to the shield. Yeah,
kablooey.
it was on fire. I was like, let's just get out of here. Yeah, I think the first engagement I had, it was just like fire in 3 rooms. I was like, what? How come there's so much fire?
Click open the doors.
Yeah, click open the doors.
Evacuate the air.
The one thing that angers me is the enemies will send their troops over and fuck up the inside of my ship. One time I sent over a few guys.
They didn't do anything.
They got killed.
Yeah.
In a hurry.
Oh, when that first happened, I was just, like, panicking. It's like, I forget if there's a voice or something, I don't know. Like, there's some kind of cue that says that there's invaders in your ship or something, and I was just like, what? What? And then my guys are just in the ship, right, because the sensor is already blown up. And then all of a sudden, like, the door opens and a guy comes in, it was like a robot, and I was just like, what? Oh, crap, everybody to the weapons room!
I hate those robots. Yeah. They're so tough, and they don't care if you cut off the oxygen.
Yeah. Everybody was like at like 20 health for like 3 sectors. It was crazy.
I
have no idea what happened.
One of my favorite things, such a small touch in that game, is how you could put out a fire just by removing the oxygen.
Yeah. Very cool.
Such a good small little touch.
No, it's a solid game. I think it's still under... Is it $10 still? I think that's the price on that game right now.
I think it went back to regular.
Yeah, it's $9.99 right now.
Yeah.
By the way, random wacky thing is Fallout 1 and 2 are like $3 each right now.
I already on have Steam? Those.
Yeah.
I already They're have them on Steam? GOG. I have them on GOG.
No, but that's new if you're
and,
on Steam.
Yeah, and Fallout Tactics.
It's all part of a bundle they're offering. I just saw that today, too. Crysis 2 is only $10, Dan.
I heard that was not good.
Yeah, Fallout...
I didn't really like Crysis 1 that much. I liked it for like several hours, and then I was just like, I don't want to play this anymore.
Yeah, Dan, Fallout Collection, Fallout 2, Fallout 1, and Fallout Tactics for $6.80.
I think I have Fallout 1 on my computer somewhere because GOG had it for free. Yeah. Well, the one time they had it for free, so I just downloaded it from their site.
So yeah, so
FTL is awesome.
FTL is really good. I think everybody should try it.
I want to play it more, and I don't know, maybe I'll switch out some stuff on Game of the Year. I don't know.
Oh, really?
If I keep playing it and I don't get too frustrated with it, I might actually. Like, I really liked it. I love the music. I love how the graphics look. I love like
the random little quirks.
Jill is my pilot, maybe. I was like, I had names of the guys. Yeah. I started naming the ships. Yep. My first ship was the Horizon.
Nice. The Event Horizon.
I forgot to name the second ship. It was just the Kestrel. The default. But I wanna name ships.
Cool. So let's take a break. And then we'll come back and we'll talk about some more
Infinite Lab Podcast.
Xbox 360 games that we were enjoying. And sounds good.
Hello, cousin. I'm Nico Bellic, and I'm kind of busy right now making an intermission. I hope you are enjoying the Infinite Lives podcast. We've got a lot of Xbox 360 games to get through, and next week my cousins are going to be talking about their games of the year. I got Arab money. I got Arab money. Intermission.
And we're back. So,
Infinite Lab podcast.
So should we start talking, do we want to talk some more about some 360 games we were playing
Whatever.
During its lifetime?
I don't know.
No? Yes?
Whatever.
Well, I think it's the easiest for us to talk about since we all three had that console after you won the Xbox 360 lottery.
Well, technically you won, John.
We all won. Everybody won.
Microsoft won.
Even you, Kevin, you
they,
won somehow.
Because they got money from you.
I don't know how I won, but...
You won.
I'm a winner!
Alright, so I'm just kind of looking through the game lists here, just taking a look and seeing what we played...
You know, one of the marked changes with the 360 versus the original Xbox that I liked was finally seeing Japanese role-playing games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it started off real crappy. Just like every console, the first Japanese role-playing game come to the U.S. is going to be a steaming pile.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this last week. You said you want to talk about this. Why don't you go ahead and get into it with us? Because I don't think Dan or I have any opinions or...
Probably most of the games you're going to mention I haven't really played.
No.
So go.
Go for it, Kevin. What's the name of the game?
Welcome to Infinite Lives, Kevin.
The Kevin Cast.
Kevin Cast.
Well, no, you're passionate about this, so let's hear you talk about it.
So, first one came along with Enchanted Arms, which...
How are these arms enchanted?
With the magic of crap.
Wow. Wait, okay, I want to know, because mostly, like, Japanese RPGs, the titles don't really match anything that's in the story. Are there arms that are enchanted?
I think I blocked out a lot of memories of this game, but I don't remember any enchanted arms.
Okay. Because it could either be arms, like guns and
like
swords.
Like wild arms.
Or it could be just, I got these fucking enchanted arms. They used to be regular arms, and then they became robot arms.
Now
they're enchanted
I have
arms.
To register them as lethal weapons.
Okay.
So, it's pretty much, you either had an RPG kind
of... Oh, God.
What?
The guys who made that game, who made Enchanted Arms, guess what else they made? Their two most recent games, Dark Souls and Demon Souls.
Those are those guys?
Yeah.
Nice.
Holy crap.
So have they risen from their crappy beginnings, Kevin?
Yeah.
That's a game I want to play, Dark Souls. I really want to play that. If that's on sale on Steam this holiday season, I think I'm going to play that.
It's a perfect game for you, Dan, because it's torture.
Sorry, I'm just looking at this, Kevin, so that I have a basis to kind of talk to you about it.
How did I become known as the tortured game guy?
Because you like to play games that you don't have fun with.
Yeah.
I have fun with games. I don't play games unless I'm having fun. Part of the damn it, I am the tortured game guy.
Yeah.
What are the other tortured
games? Do I play
bad
games? No, I don't.
They're not bad games.
You play bad games.
No, Dan doesn't play bad games, but he plays games that...
that are hard.
Are hard, unforgiving.
Damn it.
You like the pain. You like the torture. You like the struggle.
I like the sense of accomplishment.
Hey, I felt the same sense of accomplishment you felt when I beat XCOM.
At least I didn't play Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah, you didn't. I did.
That was torture.
No.
This is the way you're describing it. I just re-listened to the podcast yesterday.
I was passionate about that game.
You're tortured. Anyway, Kevin, about these enchanted arms.
So, pretty much,
you
play the emo kid at a school, and you're the emo kid who, you know... The Troublemaker.
So it's a Japanese RPG.
Typical Japanese RPG protagonist.
This page, the Wikipedia page, all they have is a brief description of the game and its release, and then its reception. There is nothing on this page talking about its actual storyline or gameplay style.
Maybe nobody remembered it. Okay.
So I can tell you the story.
Okay.
You're at your boarding school. For mages, I think it's like the magic school. So, you're at Hogwarts.
Are they called Magi? Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll go
with
that.
Published by Ubisoft. Ooh.
And so, one day...
Sorry, I'm reveling at this while you're talking.
Kevin's like, I'm trying to get into this fucking game so we can stop talking about it.
One day...
Okay.
One day, the Ice Queen shows up and freezes your town.
Okay.
So then you go on a quest to unfreeze the town. Quite frankly,
after that,
it's just going from town to town in a very linear format with a Pokemon-style game system of either you have the humans fight or you could bring in your monsters.
Okay. And then it ends. Did you finish it?
I did.
Oh, okay. How long did it take you to finish it?
It took me like 40 horrible hours.
Damn.
Actually, 39 horrible. First hour, I was like, this'll get good. This'll get good. This isn't... No.
What were the graphics like?
They're actually pretty good. The graphics were... You know, for being an early 360 title, they're actually real good.
Okay. But the three early 360 titles look pretty good.
And...
I want to say. Yeah.
It's way over top, but the voice acting was actually kind of fun.
Okay.
Because I remember there's one character who was flamboyantly gay, and it's over top voice acting, but it's kind of fun. It's like, hey, you know what? If we're not going to have a good game, we might might as well just have saying over top and wrong.
Let's just go with it.
So after
did your character have hidden powers that he didn't want to use?
Was he a chosen one?
So him and I think the other three humans in your party all seemed to have special powers that made them unique.
Were you destined to do something great?
Yeah. Okay. Despite being the brooding emo troublemaker.
Now, did you have problems with your parents?
I think you might have been an orphan.
Oh, okay.
So we'll go with the other storyline.
Okay.
Did you have conflict with one of your party members? Was it one of your party members a rival? Or was
I
a rival one of
so.
The bad guys?
Did you have a girlfriend or a girl that was your love interest?
And when she joined party, she came with a protector who did not want her to be with you because you were bad.
Her personal chastity belt?
Yep.
Nice. Alright.
Horrible game. Which, the one good thing is it's a Japanese role-playing game, which kind of opened the doors up for one thing that's very important to me, Sakaguchi. Mm-hmm. When he made Mistwalker, his first games were coming to the 360. Blue Dragon came along, which a lot of people were upset about it, mainly because the difficulty level was horribly bad. Mm-hmm. It was RPG for 5-year-olds in terms of difficulty. And didn't help that the visuals were Akira Toriyama.
So it was basically a Dragon Warrior game without the Dragon Warrior essence to it. It was missing something.
It's missing the challenge.
Yeah.
But, so one thing that's stupid is when game came out in Asia before it came out in the US, there were complaints of difficulty. So I think it's Hong Kong on Xbox Live had the difficulty DLC.
Oh, okay.
Where you had three different difficulties. Normal, real, where it's actually a game with some challenge, and nightmare.
And go fuck yourself.
Yeah. And so people in US who knew what they're doing, you know, you just create a false Xbox Live account based with a Hong Kong address, and they download the DLC. Because it's a free DLC.
I do not encourage doing that in any way, shape, or form.
I wonder if there's, like, some, like, guy in Hong Kong, and he's... Well, why would he get...
You can get banned from Xbox Live for doing that kind
of
stuff.
Why would he get a mail in his address? Never mind. I just imagined this guy in Hong Kong just like, why is my address everywhere or something?
Why is my mailbox filled every day with Xbox Live stuff?
Yeah, I'm a 90-year-old woman. I like PlayStation.
Some guy is saying I'm a 90-year-old woman.
So you're saying you got to play the... Did you actually get to play the difficulty?
I was too lazy trying to even find a fake address.
You don't
want to
do that. It's bad.
I never wanted to try to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of wanted to play Phantasy Star Online, the new one.
Oh, the new one that they... Is it Universe?
Whatever. The new one.
No, it's online.
I think it's just online.
Is it PSO2 is what they called it proper? I forget
Who
the
knows?
New one.
Anyway, it's the new one online that's free to play, but I think it's only still in Japan.
It's coming out here.
Yeah, it's going to eventually come out
here. Are you going to play it?
Yeah, I want to play it.
Should we play that together?
Yeah, we should play that together. That'd be cool.
Where the mags at?
It's free to play.
Where the mags at?
It's free to play, and it's just going to be dungeon crawling.
Where the mags at?
Give me the mags. Where the mags?
Yeah, yeah. Damn, this is the internet people talking to us again.
Blue Dragon, though, it's a good game. It's way too easy. I don't know if the difficulty DLC came to the U.S. or not. And really, it should have. You know, from day one, they had it in Hong Kong already and was compatible with the American game. So,
why was it in Hong Kong? It wasn't in Japan?
I only know of the patch being in Hong Kong.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, Xbox didn't do really well.
Actually, I think part of the reason might have been the Hong Kong marketplace may have English in it.
Okay.
So
that's why the American players wanted to get that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Makes sense.
That makes sense.
But it is a good game. It's just way too easy if the difficulty patch is out there. And, you know, this is like a five or six-year-old game, so who the hell knows. But if it's out there, it's actually a game that's worth going back to even now. I mean, if
you probably get it cheap.
Came out in 2007, so 5 years old.
Yeah, so if you like Sakaguchi's stuff, you know, if you like Toriyama's artwork, personally, I like it. I mean, Chrono Trigger, yeah. Dragon Quest.
I still like Dragon Ball Z, so I don't know. That's
yeah. I mean, everyone
looks... Everybody's got vegetable heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like some of the enemies, first enemies you find, instead of the slimes, they're the Hershey Kiss shape, they're poos. They're poo snakes. So it's a coiled up dog poo that's a snake head. Not
poo snakes.
No, they're poo snakes.
Shit snakes. Just call it what it is. It's a shit snake.
Man.
Yeah, like, so.
So coarse.
Yeah.
You could beat up shit snakes, and it's actually real fun. And if you like Dragon Ball Z, I mean, it's.
Yeah.
The plot kind of is reminiscent of Dragon Ball Z, because you essentially have Piccolo coming down on his spaceship trying to kill everyone.
So you have, like, fireball-type powers that are blowing up stuff, or are you, like, using swords and everything?
So your powers all come from your shadows. So you get enchanted by this evil... I guess not Piccolo, it's whatever the emperor in the, original Dragon Ball, little tiny short midget guy.
Cell Jr.?
No,
in Dragon Ball, not Z.
Oh.
Well, no, because Piccolo was the first enemy in Dragon Ball. And then there was,
When Goku was still small.
When he first met Bulma, Z. Before Piccolo was little tiny Emperor...
Garlic Jr.?
Leader of the turban, red...
The Red Ribbon Army?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
So, anyway,
enchanted arms.
No enchanted arms.
Damn it.
The arms are unenchanted.
Essentially, he gives you powers where your shadows come to life. And your shadows are different animals. And they get all the different classes. And you could change classes on the fly. So you could build out, you know, I want one character to have, like, healing magic and... Oh no, martial arts. I want another one to have like fire magic and time magic, and pretty much your shadows do the attacking, your shadows do the magic, and you're just a human there anchoring them.
So is there a blue dragon?
Yeah, that's your main character's shadow.
Okay.
Yeah, unlike Enchanted Arms, there's a reason.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
The Red Ribbon Army. Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, so... Pilaf is... Pilaf is the little guy.
Okay.
So anyways, all of that led up to one game that I know John enjoyed as well as I did, Lost Odyssey.
Well, the funny thing about Lost Odyssey is that my old roommate, Lou, was actually playtesting for Microsoft.
Yeah, he had a build.
Yeah. Well, he actually was testing that game, and then...
Yeah, and he'd bring it home.
He had the build copy of that game.
Was it on a disc?
Yeah, it was a disc. Yeah. Yeah, he brought home four discs that was the final copy of the game, and that's how I actually got to play it first, if I remember correctly. Yeah, no, that's how I got to play it first.
Yeah, you just had Disconnect from Xbox Live.
No.
Oh, you could...
I was on. I was signed in, yeah, the whole time. I didn't have to worry about being disconnected.
Oh, you're getting achievements.
I got achievements.
You're one of those guys where people be like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah, so, I mean, I played through Lost Odyssey, and that came out...
I remember I kept asking Lou if I could borrow it, and he kept going, I'd get fired.
So that came out in February of 08.
He probably wasn't supposed to let John play it.
Well, it was because his profile was on the Xbox, my Xbox.
Yeah,
so that's why I could play it.
Wasn't supposed to play it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was because I thought he asked about it and he said, "No, you can play it. It's just it went gold, so I was able to play it at that point."
So why was he still testing it?
They were just doing final. But that was like he was testing that before it came out, and then he got the final copy, which is when I was able to play it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think
was that game good.
That's the last game that gave me the vibe of original Final Fantasy.
Surprisingly enough, I liked that game. I didn't think I would. I was like, okay, well, I'll give it a shot. It's supposed to have it's supposed to have this really sweeping story. The characters are supposed to be immortals who have lived for like a thousand years.
Yeah, and you have amnesia, so I liked how they did that little side thing of how you learn about your character's past. Is you'll occasionally get a short story about them.
And it's not like a cutscene or anything. It's actual just, like, text.
Except with music and a slight background image that evokes what...
you guys playing it.
Yeah, it's
Really good. Fun. I was really very surprised at how much I liked that game.
Now, is there an Odyssey that is lost?
I never beat it, though.
Well, technically, you don't have your memory, so you're the one who's lost, and you're on an Odyssey.
Okay.
See, Sakaguchi can name games correctly.
Okay.
And you know the sad thing? Is I'll never be able to finish that game.
Why?
Because there is a bug that you cannot play that game on the new 360s.
What?
Just what?
Yeah.
What the?
You can't play that game on the 360S.
Why?
Disc 4 does not work.
Why?
I don't know.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. So I will never know the end of that game, unless I read about it somewhere.
I beat it.
I got to the last disc. I was on the last disc. Because
I beat it, and it's a very fulfilling ending.
It had a good combat system, because it kind of mixed in the... it still was turn-based, but it also had the active time stuff, so you could button presses would have effects. And then it had that arm ring system, which did... a bunch of weird stuff, like, that would do different effects. And then the character work was really well done in it. I remember that they had a pretty good variety of characters who were immortals and non-immortals.
I like how they kind of played off each other. Like, the non-immortals, if they die in combat, they're dead until combat ends, or if you have a life spell.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the immortals, after 3 turns... they'll just get right back up because you can't kill them.
Interesting.
But the immortals, I think it's like they were harder to learn new skills. They learn new abilities through leveling up. And the non-immortals learn new abilities by being trained off the immortals.
Yeah,
so they could learn so many more things. Mm-hmm. They were more diverse and customizable. But the immortals, they get the skills first.
Yeah.
And they don't die.
They link to a mortal character. The immortals do.
Yeah.
The mortals level up. The immortals link to the character and say, I'm going to learn what this guy knows. And after a certain amount of time, you learn what they know. And they were cool because you could swap out all their skills. They only had a certain number of skills that they could equip.
Yeah.
And then you would just swap them out. So kind of like, what's his name from Final Fantasy III? Was it Gogo? No, it was the guy who was the mimic.
Gogo.
Was it Gogo? I had it right. Yep. Okay, good. My memory has not failed me yet.
If I remember, that game was kind of favorably received, right? Like, it had okay reviews.
It's pretty favorable, except I want to say people complain about being turn-based. Which, for me, I love that. I miss Final Fantasy. That's why I'm looking forward to playing Last Story.
Yeah. No, I hope it's good.
One's not turn-based.
No, but it still sounds really good.
It's still Sakaguchi.
And that's the thing. I think we've actually... I mean, as much as we talk about how good turn-based RPGs were and that we played them, it's kind... I don't know if we can actually go back to playing those strictly. Like, it's like all the time, a brand new game that's going to be all turn-based... Or, you know, you go your turn and then I go my turn with it's just static characters on a screen... not really much going on outside of that. I mean, you could still, Like, I can nostalgically go back and play Final Fantasy II or Final Fantasy III and play that. But a game with, like, modern graphics, you feel kind of like you want a little bit more control over it. Which is why Lost Odyssey was that, was right at that point where, okay, I still have some control over what's going on in the battle.
Yeah.
And it's still turn-based. So
yeah, like, I like turn-based with tweaks. Yeah. Kind of like Penny Arcade did it real good.
Yeah, their third, the episode 3 was good enough that I was fine with it, as well as the first two episodes, which were 3D.
I think it's if XCOM is any indication, like maybe the turn-based stuff will make a comeback.
Yeah, and if it's done well, it really has to be. You have to feel like you're doing more than just standing face to face,
more than clicking X.
Yeah. Like, I want to move my guy around and do some positioning, and
also, like, what, you know, what XCOM does really well, and, you know, a lot of good games do really well, is where you kind of get a synergy with all of the skills.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this skill, you know, helps this other thing, and then you kind of have combinations of stuff. FTL kind of does that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if they do that kind of stuff, I don't think there's a problem with turn-based.
Yeah, turn-based with tweaks.
We can't go back to the, I'm going to, you know, tape down X and just hit a bunch of random battles anymore.
And just walk around a field going, it's grinding my characters up. That's, I think, the thing that I can still handle turn-based, but as long as my characters are progressing while I'm doing those turn-based battles, and I don't have to sit in one place for 4 hours.
Yeah, and if you're going grind, make it where it's because you're obsessive about there's a skill I really want to get.
Yeah,
not
like some kind of payoff,
or make
you
it,
don't have to do that.
Make
yeah.
it not so long. Like, make it something where it's like, okay, I can do, if I do about a half hour of grinding in this area, I'm going
to
be well off. I've got the skills I want.
Mm-hmm.
Not 4 hours of it. I don't have to commit. I don't have to commit my whole gameplay session that night to go, okay, I'm going to level my guys tonight.
Or take down.
I'm loving nostalgia for playing Final Fantasy 1 on Android, but they tweaked it. The original game, you could beat the final boss around level 27.
Okay.
So it's one of those games where you gained levels pretty slowly, but they were big levels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm right now at level 25, and I've only beaten one of the four fiends. So it's, and there is a lot of grinding.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. For some reason, my monk has, like, half the hit points of my fighter, which is less hit points than the white mage has, even.
Weird.
My white mage is a better fighter than my monk. Or at least a better tank.
Strange.
So, yeah, I mean, getting back to the the Lost Odyssey thing, it was...
That was just a...
It had a real... Like, I was really surprised at how much I liked that game.
Solid.
Yeah, I mean, I remember talking to you about it. I'm like, I don't know why I like this game. It's good. It's a JRPG, even though I'm not really into JRPGs.
Well, it wasn't like hella corny and all that.
No,
because
it was actually
your character wasn't an effeminate, like, pseudo female looking dude. His, you know,
he's actually macho.
Yeah, his name was Kaim, and he was very, very stoic. And he had, you know, him not being able to remember who he was kind of pained him about that. And if I remember correctly,
there were some good emotional scenes. Mm-hmm. Like when he finally realizes he has a daughter who is older than he looks. And
I do remember
she
that.
Dies, and then his grandkids
join him.
Oh,
God, yeah, that's
him.
Right. I remember that. Oh,
his
that
grandkids
was...
join him.
That was really good. No, that, like, and I'm reading here, I'm looking here, and apparently when they talk about the voice cast, even though it was developed in Japan and the dialogue was originally written in Japanese,
dialogue was the voice
the lip syncing was done with the English version as reference.
Oh.
Yeah, the lip syncing was actually really good on that.
So
game.
Yeah, when they're talking, they're actually talking in the English words. So
you don't get Kung Fu movie experience.
They ever make a sequel? Or?
No. This was a one-time game that, for some reason...
Well, the ending didn't leave room for a sequel.
Okay.
I want to say it's pretty much they explained how you became immortals, and you essentially... I want to say you lost your immortality, and you might have even died in the end.
Hmm. You found an Odyssey.
And that game had some interesting, like, story ideas. Like, immortals could have kids... but those kids would not be immortal.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Because, like, your main character, his wife joins you later on.
Just those stories were really, I mean, I remember reading actually wanting to read those stories, because you couldn't fast forward them, if I remember correctly. There was no way to, like, rush through that text. And like he was, like Kevin was saying, the music in that was really well done, and
they were some really, like, real good standalone stories. Mm-hmm. Like, you could just read those stories without playing the game, because they don't even refer to your character. They just say, like, the man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the man was on his journey and came upon a village.
And for some reason, it's weird, because the world in this reminds me of the world in Final Fantasy VII, which I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
But this one I did like. I don't know why, what the difference was between the two, why I had the connection to this one and I didn't have the connection in that game. See, maybe it's because this one was more fantasy-based than Final Fantasy VII
was.
Yeah,
there's less steampunk. There's just a touch of it, not a heavy hand of it.
Yeah.
I remember when I first saw it, though, with how many JRPGs burned me. And it looked
like
the visuals at first, you didn't have the big overly done, like, big buckles and, you know, feminine male characters, but it still reminded me visually of, like, a Final Fantasy X type of thing. I was afraid of the game for that reason. I didn't even consider Sakaguchi actually does make good role-playing games. Then watching Lou play it,
mm-hmm.
just seeing him play it for, like, 10 minutes was enough where I knew I'm pre-ordering this. I'm getting it day one.
So, yeah, Sakaguchi did the writing, and then the music, which was also a big integral part, was Uematsu.
Yep.
Who did all the Final Fantasy music, like, the stuff you know.
He's been doing all the Mistwalker stuff. They're such a good tag team.
It's the lost Final Fantasy.
Well, it's kind of like they all left from Square at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, their last game is the last story. The little one that they did.
So. Yep. I want to say, like, their last Final Fantasy was number 9. After that, they were gone.
Yeah, and Final Fantasy IX is the last Final Fantasy game I liked.
Same here.
What about Final Fantasy XI?
That's not a Final Fantasy game.
Oh.
That's an MMO that Square Enix slapped Final Fantasy's name onto.
What about Final Fantasy XIII versus 2?
What?
Pretty Dress Up.
What?
Yeah.
It's goofy now how, like, Final Fantasy, starting with, like, 10, then 10-2. And then you have 13, then 13-2. Then there's going to be 13 verses.
Oh. Hey, Dan, here's a game we forgot to talk about that I know you were a huge fan
of. Oh, shit.
That was on the PS2. This is a Rockstar game.
Bully?
Yeah.
I just
saw it. I remember it came out.
Never finished that game.
You never finished it?
Remember you had it on GameFly and I never finished it.
Did I rent that?
Yeah.
Oh man.
We had that at the place in Fairwood.
Oh, okay.
That's a cool game.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic game.
It's so weird, like, hearing the other people talk about it with such reverence. Is it really that good? Like,
I don't remember actually liking it as much as, like, the Giant Bomb guys always talk about.
Uh-huh.
But I actually really liked it, and when they were talking about it, I was like, yeah, I remember that. That's good. Yeah, why didn't I ever finish that game?
I have that on my Steam account. I got that one Christmas. I don't know if I could go back. I tried playing it once.
Yeah, I've thought about getting the Xbox 360 version when I had the Xbox, but...
I bought it on Steam.
Yeah, not to go into it too much, but it's pretty fun, because it's basically GTA in a prep school. And then there's no actual...
No, like, death or disease.
There's no death, but there's a lot of, like, cruel fights and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there's, like, pranks. I remember... And then what's cool is that, if I remember correctly, you go through seasons. That's the chapter.
Yeah.
Like semesters or whatever it is.
Yeah, so there's like, a Halloween, like, level where you're dressed up as, I think, a skeleton or something like that.
What, like, from the Karate Kid?
Something like that, and you have to, like, hide in... You have to sneak into the girls' dormitory and stuff like that.
Okay.
Like, a la Revenge of the Nerds and stuff.
Nice.
And then you get a pad outside of the school, and then you have to kind of sneak out of school every time, and then you have to sneak back in, because, you know, if you're late at night and stuff, it's a cool game.
I saw that game on the list. I'm like, I remember Dan really liking that game. I wanted to see if he wanted to talk
that's
about
it. That's a cool game.
Oh, here's one I do remember specifically getting. Now I forget if... I think our buddy Lou got this game, which was Crackdown.
Oh, Lou got it, and also I got it from...
The game that everybody bought for the Halo beta key.
Except for us.
I didn't really like that game.
I got it.
I love that game.
I got it for free because of doing a Microsoft playtest.
Oh, okay.
And pretty much there's no products I wanted, so I was like, whatever, I'll get Crackdown. Who cares? I had a lot of fun.
It's a solid game. Like, it's fun. Like, you can really just sit down with that game, play it for the storyline that you play it through, and then be like, okay.
I couldn't finish it.
It was like Future Cop, right? You were like a future cop.
You were super cop. Like you were.
You started jumping
cybernetic
around.
Cybernetic implants. And see, what killed the game for me is so much fun when you'd unlock, like, all right, I found enough orbs, now my jump is better. I shot enough people, my guns are better, threw enough explosives, they're getting insane. And then once you max all of those out, all of a sudden I was done. Like,
you beat the game.
Once I maxed it out and I was going crazy, like Hulk smashing cars, jumping, like, you know, leaping Superman style over skyscrapers, and it's like, I have nothing else to play for. That's all I wanted.
But it was it was a solid game. It was really fun, and it was surprising because a lot of people bought it for, like you said, for that Halo demo, and then they're like, wait a minute.
Beta.
Yeah, the Halo beta. And then they're like, wait a minute, this is a solid
Halo
game.
Halo 3 beta, yeah. Did you,
I never even played the Halo 3 beta on it.
Did you ever play the sequel? I heard the sequel was bad.
I did not play the sequel.
I did not, because I heard it was crap.
Well, because they changed the developer. The person who developed the first game did not develop the second game. The guys who developed Crackdown went on to develop APB.
Oh, no!
Yeah.
Womp, 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 womp.
That game was supposed to be... That game sounded cool on paper, and then you saw it in action, and you're like, no.
That game got redesigned and is free to play now.
Yeah.
It's called APB Reloaded, I think it is.
Yeah.
We should try that on Steam for free.
I've
We played it for 5 minutes. I played it for 5 minutes at PAX.
And I was like, I don't want to do this.
APB made me
sad. It was
sad.
Messing up at PAX.
Yes.
I had no interest in playing it, but it made me sad because I liked APB from the arcade.
Yeah. That's
and
that's
the Atari Lynx. That's a fun little
that's a
game.
Sweet game. I'm gonna mention a couple games, like a bunch of games, really fast.
Oh, okay.
They don't really need to be talked about that much.
Okay. And now Daniel enters the lightning round.
Rapid fire.
Table tennis. Rockstar Table Tennis.
Dealey bought that, brought it over. We played it for an afternoon, and then we were done.
Really good visuals, though.
Yeah, fun game. First appearance of the Rage Engine, which powers all the Rockstar
and
games.
That's why it came out, was it showcasing the Rage Engine.
It was weird.
It was weird.
It was like table tennis?
Yeah, sure.
Skate.
Oh, God.
Skate was cool.
We rented that from Gamefly, and then...
You bought it.
No, I didn't buy it.
You bought me a copy.
No.
I had a copy of it.
You know how you had a copy of it?
Why?
Because they sent us an extra copy that... Because I thought
what
it got
is
lost.
John wins
John
the lottery.
No, I thought it got lost, and then so I contacted Gamefly. I'm like, hey,
we're sorry, Gamefly.
Hey, I didn't get my copy of this game. I'm like, oh, okay, we'll send out another one. They sent out another one. Got the second copy. I was like, okay, what do I do with the first copy? Got a copy of Skate.
I don't even know where that copy is.
I have it.
Oh, you have it?
I have Skate.
Okay. That was fun. That was pretty fun.
All right, Dan, you're going to load up your jump, and then you fucked up.
And then sit through a 20-second, 30-second loading time, and then go through it again.
I could not play that just because of those loading times. Because every time I messed up, I didn't have the patience to learn the controls. I'm a Tony Hawk player.
When you could hit a really good trick on that, you felt really good about it.
I liked roaming around.
Yep.
I remember vividly finding the half pipe in the school, and I spent like fucking 2 hours in there. I'm just like, I'm just gonna keep doing this. And they're like, yeah, you should probably go do this. You could be on a skateboard at Thrasher Magazine. And I'm just like, no, I'm just gonna keep doing this half pipe. People are going to school just like, what's that guy doing? He's been there for 5 days. Just keep doing that.
I think he's the best.
Yeah. Some of the wipeouts in that game was nasty because they would show all the broken bones and stuff.
Yeah.
Rainbow Six Las Vegas. That was okay game.
Barely played it.
Nothing more to add to that. I mean, it looked awesome. it was weird that it was in Las Vegas, of all things.
I only played it... We played at a LAN party one time. That's the only time I played it.
Yeah. I think I had part two. I would always get to a certain point in those games and was just like, ah, this is fucked. I don't want to play this anymore. Same thing with the Ghost Recon games. Never finished those. Stranglehold, the John Woo game.
I didn't play that. I rented that from Gameplay. You probably played through it and got me the achievements, and that was it.
God damn it. Got you the achievements. That was fun when it got going. Like, I think the first three levels were awesome, and then it was just like, oh god, I just want to get through this.
And of course, we were so big of fans.
You played that in the afternoon.
Of Hard Boiled.
This is what it's like when doves cry. Special move, and you got doves, and you started doing all these crazy things.
That was an afternoon. You beat that in an afternoon.
Yeah, that game was short. Well, it's pretty much a Chow Yun-Fat movie.
Remember the Conan game? We never bought it, but we played the demo. That game sucked.
That game was terrible.
The Bad Company games. I played, I think, 1 and 2. 2 was really good. 1 was not so good. And those were weird games because they were Battlefield games, but they had a storyline. And it was the Bad Company. Like, there was like 4 guys in your Bad Company, and they always cracked jokes. But it was just... It was like everything around them was like serious war game kind of thing, like people dying, things exploding, but these guys were like cracking jokes the whole time, and it was just, I don't understand.
War as hell, Dan.
Yeah.
They're psychopaths.
That was the one thing that was kind of cool.
Sociopaths.
Yeah, sociopaths. One thing that was kind of cool was that all the buildings were destructible and things like that, so playing that online, especially Bad Company 2, was pretty fun. I rolled with that with my Modern Warfare clan. And I was gonna say something, and I forgot. Kane and Lynch. Remember Kane and Lynch?
Oh God!
Yeah, and we played that an hour, and we're like, "This is not good."
No. Well, what happened? I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna try this," and then my confidence in the game went straight through the roof, and then went straight back down. I was like, "Oh, this is a cool setup. It was fucking bank robbery, and God, these controls are so bad."
Why did they make the game vertically split screen?
Oh, that was so dumb.
Yeah. And what was kind of what I wanted to keep playing.
Why is my field of vision only 45 degrees?
Yeah, I wanted to keep playing that because remember there was, I think it was Kane or Lynch that had like all those like weird, he would see like you had the hostages and then suddenly he would hallucinate that they were like, yeah, and we're playing co-op.
Yeah,
and then it's just like, oh crap, there's cops here, and I'm like, I don't see a cops, I just see civilians, and then you're just like shotgunning like these people in the bank, and I'm just like, what the hell? And then Kane or Lynch, whatever, is just like, oh man, I thought I saw something or something. That seemed kind of cool, like there would be a cool story, but I knew it would probably not pan out, and I didn't want to play through that game to do that.
No, it was bad.
Like, that was not gonna happen. That was, I think, and then I bought the last Pro Evolution Soccer game on the Xbox 360 that I had. I think it was Pro Evo 7 or one of those, and then I switched over to FIFA.
Okay. So,
that's my lightning round. Oh, Double Agent Splinter Cell. That was a game that, like, I really liked when I first played it. Then I get fucked. I don't want to play this anymore. And then I think way later in the cycle, I want to say that game came out like 08 or something. And then like around like 2011 or 2010, I'm just like, I'm just going to finish this. And I just spent an afternoon.
Which one?
Just Splinter Cell Double Agent.
Okay.
The one where he goes to prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he gets all gritty.
Yeah.
Forza 2 came out on that.
Yeah, Forza 2 was not that good because it was basically Forza 1 with updated graphics. Like, there was not that many, like, new things. Like, it was cool that it was in new graphics and stuff like that, but the real innovation was Forza 3.
You know what else came out on that same day as Forza 2? Shadowrun.
I have that on my list, and I was going to mention it.
We may as well talk about it for a couple minutes here.
That game just made me sad. It's Shadowrun, like, on Super Nintendo, so good. On Genesis was really good, but so hard to track down. How can you make a first-person shooter?
Well, I think the funny part...
No, the thing is,
yeah,
you can make a first-person shooter out of Shadowrun, right? There's nothing wrong with it being a first-person shooter. Now, what is wrong with that game is that, well, one, it... I don't know that much about the Shadowrun mythos, but I know everything in that game is wrong.
Yes,
it is.
Right? to start off,
you've just started playing Shadowrun with us, so like you've got a brief idea of the world.
Well, even I knew a little bit about it, and I was just like, I think this is kind of wrong, right?
It is.
Two, that game is a multiplayer only game that's captured a flag. That is not what you make.
What does that have to do with Shadowrun? Right?
If they made a first person shooter that was serious and they had like moral choices,
squad based, like if it was multiplayer focused, but it was squads of Shadowrunners who had an objective, like an actual mission-based thing, where you had to go through a building and like infiltrate it and get a package or get some data and then get out, that would make more sense than you're in a temple and you're trying to capture the other team's like mana pot or whatever it
was. No, I mean, it could even still be a single-player game. Like, it could be Deus Ex.
No, it could.
Deus Ex is basically Shadowrun,
yep.
Kind of, without the elves and trolls and stuff like that. I mean, if they made a single-player shooter, first-person shooter like that, or like Bioshock or something, which is also on my list of stuff to talk about.
Or even, you know, make it really big, go Fallout style.
But don't make it a multiplayer game. You know, what the funny thing is that game actually by itself, without the Shadowrun things, is okay enjoyable. It's a C game. It's not really bad. It can get kind of fun.
Pick it up in clearance.
And then there's a bunch of, like, you know, upgrading this and, you know, because you buy skills and stuff like that. And, you know, there's some stuff. But, like, as a Shadowrun game, it makes no sense.
Not at all.
And, you know, and then also, like, I played that actually quite a bit on multiplayer just because we got free copies because our friend Lou also was playtesting.
Worked on it. Yeah.
He worked on it.
Not even as a, like, just a contractor. He was actually part of that studio. As a tester.
Yeah.
And we were... I just remember the discussions of him trying to pimp that game out to us.
Yeah.
We're like, it's just... I'm sure it's a competent game, but they fucked the license.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
Well, what I loved is that, like, I don't game design, and I don't do these things, right?
But for Hip Hop
the RPG.
That's in progress.
In my Skyrim level, that's in progress.
And your Shadowrun world. No, sorry, your Minecraft world.
In my Minecraft world. But look, I love that everybody was surprised when FASA, like, went under, FASA Studios. They're like, oh man, but they made all these great games before, you know, even before Shadowrun. It's like, yeah, but that game was colossally, like, bad. Like, there was barely anybody playing it online. Remember one of the key features of the game was that the PC...
Cross-platform
play. PC and Xbox could play against each other.
And the PC guys would just destroy the Xbox guys.
What a wasted opportunity.
It was. It was a really big wasted opportunity.
I can't believe that that's called Shadowrun.
Yeah.
Especially, now that I'm getting more into Shadowrun, I'm just like, I can't believe that's called Shadowrun.
You know the worst part of this is... Shadowrun players, if you want to attract Shadowrun players, you need to make a good game. If you want to attract people to play a capture flag multiplayer first-person shooter, don't put Shadowrun on it.
Well, the thing is like, look, Shadowrun is not that popular.
Yeah, it's not a name that's going to draw
it in. Popular,
it has a passionate fan base.
It has a passionate fan base. It's popular within our, like, circle. Mm-hmm. Like, people in our circle know what Shadowrun is. People, like, even just one step out of that circle have no idea what Shadowrun is. They might know that it's a fantasy setting. I don't know. But they don't know what it is. Two steps out of the circle, completely, like, gone. A Halo guy does not know what Shadowrun is, nor does he care. And he doesn't have to care. But the thing is like, okay, if you're going to make a Shadowrun game and call it Shadowrun, you make a Shadowrun game and call it Shadowrun and make it a good game that will bring in people. Like,
or call it something different with a name that will draw in those people who don't care about Shadowrun.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, you know, if you're going to make a multiplayer game that's Capture the Flag and all that kind of stuff, like, then just make a good Capture the Flag game. Make Team Fortress 2 or something. Yeah, I don't know.
The game is just, it's not a great...
It's a C game.
Yeah, it is a game that you would have played with somebody if you had rented it.
I would have never bought that game.
No, I wouldn't. I didn't buy that game.
Yeah. I had a free copy.
Yep.
And I played it a lot because it was free.
Yeah.
And also I had friends who played it, so
played the beta.
Played the beta.
We're like, we're gonna play this game.
It's sad because those guys are the ones who made Crimson Skies, right? FASA Studios.
Yes, My Road to Revenge.
Yeah.
They also made the Mech Warrior games.
They should have just made Crimson Skies 2 or Mech Warrior, 57 or whatever iteration were on. Megasol
games, which I heard were really good.
Yeah, those were pretty good on the original Xbox. Yeah, those were pretty good. But yeah, that's just really weird. Let's see. Halo 3. I liked Halo 3.
The surprising thing here, looking at this, is that Shadowrun came out before Stranglehold, and also before Halo 3.
Really?
Yeah.
That's an early game.
It was, surprisingly enough, it came out in May of 2007, so that game's 5 years old.
Sure.
And
I would love to know if there's like some like a group of people that still run that game.
Shadowrun?
That Shadow Run that game.
You go online, there's like only 5 people playing.
They're like,
but they play every day.
Yeah, they're like the best guys ever.
And then
like,
you,
man, this guy's good.
You enter a server and you just get annihilated.
Halo 3 was pretty cool.
Yeah, the cool thing about I think that we enjoyed most about Halo 3 was that you could play co-op campaign with more than 2 people.
Yes.
Because I think we only had 3 of us though, but yes, you could play up to 4.
Yes. And if you did it to 3, the guy on the first player had the whole top half of the screen.
Yep.
And then the bottom parts were split. That was a cool game.
Well, no, the way we did it with 3 players was it was the 2 of us on my Xbox downstairs in our
room. Oh, yeah, you're right.
And
you're
our buddy
right.
Steven was up
you're
in
right.
our roommate Steven was
you
up
could
in
play
his
that
room.
Co-op on online. Yeah,
2 people
right.
on each screen.
2 people on each screen.
Or 4 people on 4 separate Xboxes.
Yeah. That was the game that I believe introduced Forge into that so that you could
build your own levels?
Build your well it was like you could build stuff into the maps. into the levels, you could spawn stuff into the levels. They had a cool replay theater mm-hmm. thing in that. It recorded all of your games that you played. Actually, what I loved playing with our buddy Steven that I played that game a lot with, we would play about like 2 hours online. And then we would sit in somebody's room and go through the replays because you can actually watch the replays on your computer because
mm-hmm.
you would save out to your online thing. So we would play like 2 hours, right? Get a bunch of multiplayer matches in, and especially if they're good ones, then we would convene in somebody's room and watch the replays of Halo 3 multiplayer for like 3 hours, just like and not to study tactics or something, but just because some ridiculous thing happened. Like, look, I threw this grenade from far away, or you know, this guy I ran over him with a warthog. Like, that was pretty fun. I really liked my time with Halo 3.
Yeah, I liked the campaign well enough. We had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
Last Halo game I played, so I never played ODST or Reach.
I played ODST.
I played a little ODST with Dan. I only played, like, one level, I think. I played one level of Halo 3. Quite frankly, Halo 2 kicked me out of Halo.
Oh, because you were the Arbiter for so long?
Yeah, and it's kind of like on Metal Gear Solid 2. Hey, I don't want to be Raiden.
Yeah.
I want to be the badass guy.
Sonic Adventures 2. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
I want to be Sonic.
Which I was want also, to be the star.
Also why I never finished ODST. Which, if you think about it, the storytelling stuff that they tried to do in ODST is actually quite innovative, especially for, you know, that time and a console first-person shooter. Because ODST was told there was over, like, a framing story kind of literary device. Ooh, I feel like I'm in college.
Ooh.
So there was like the rookie, and then he was wandering around like a destroyed.
I played the first part of that brief.
Mombasa or something. What's weird?
New Mombasa.
Yeah, New Mombasa. What's weird in Halo? Like all the cities were all in Africa or something.
Yeah.
I don't know why. But fine. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, Bungie, whatever. But so it was like that was the framing story, and then you go to certain places, and then you would remember what would happen, and then you would play out that level or something. So if you think about that just like in that context, that sounds like a cool storytelling device. And they, you know, they actually tried. Like Bungie, you know, they could have just made another Halo game. I mean, essentially, it is just another Halo game. But the thing is, just like with the Sonic Adventures, and
you're not playing Master Chief.
You're not playing Master Chief. You're playing an orbital
or his buddy or his partner, Master Chef.
Yeah, man. the co-op.
Second player. That's yeah, who I always player. Call that. I believe I coined the term.
Yeah,
term Master Chef as his partner.
But yeah, you're playing an orbital dropship trooper, which whatever.
You didn't have Spartan. You weren't a Spartan.
I never played Reach, which I heard was okay.
I heard it was good.
Yeah. Oh, the cool thing in ODST, though, was one multiplayer mode called Firefight, which was basically Horde mode.
Yeah, we did. Cool. I think we played that on... Wasn't that in Halo 3?
I want to say no, but I don't know. But I remember playing that a lot online, because I played that with my Modern Warfare clan.
Actually, I did play a fair amount of Halo 3 multiplayer.
Yeah. Well, what was cool in Halo 3 multiplayer was just because you could look on your stats on the computer, and then you could look at your replays on the computer, which was rad. And the replay theater was... That was my favorite part of that game. Because I would literally, like, for, like, hours, just, like watch everything from a different angle, especially engagements, and just, like, I just ran over that guy with a Banshee. That's so rad.
See, I did most of my multiplayer because I did a game test for a map pack.
Oh, nice.
And I don't know how much the non-disclosure covers, but it doesn't matter because it's a freaking map pack.
Can't be anymore.
But the thing that's fun is I didn't play any Halo 3 before this, and they had to split up two different rooms with eight people per room, and that's your team. That's against cool. the other team. And, like, it started off, like, one guy immediately was the captain.
Yeah.
And he was the good guy. He was the good captain. Like, all right, guys, tell me if you have any strengths. We're going to work this out. We're going to do good. Somehow, I became the shock trooper from hell. Like, I just running through these maps, like, just clearing out the other team nonstop. And, like, the captain's like, hey, that guy, Hepinwana, because they let us put our own names, and that's why I usually put on things. And it's like, hey, whoever is Hepinwana, you are doing awesome. Good job out there. And it's like, hey, yeah, that's me. Well, keep it up. You are awesome.
Like, yeah, all right. Like, this is how we should play multiplayer game.
This is how multiplayer should be. Not random anonymous people who are just assholes and racists.
Not to mention sexist and also confusing.
That was a good year for the 360 because you had Halo 3 come out, and then a couple months later was the first Assassin's Creed game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
Beautiful Katamari.
Well, that same Assassin's Creed, that same month, was the month that Mass Effect and Rock Band both came out, too.
Yeah, I remember that all coming out at the time.
And then...
Mass Effect was a good game.
Modern Warfare came out that month, too.
Yep. then you had right around then, Avatar, The Last Airbender, The Burning Earth. No one.
I always wanted to rent that
because for the achievement.
For the 30 seconds for 1,000 points.
Yeah. Let's see.
So achievements, if I get enough points, those are equal to like marketplace points, so I could buy games, right?
Yeah, I remember the whole achievement thing was like confusing in the beginning. It's just like, why do I want this? And then it became like, I'm going to get all these achievements.
My gamer score, baby.
And then it became like, oh god, I didn't get all these. This is impossible to get.
I love my gamer score.
I think some of like the Gears of War achievements were like impossible.
Oh, I loved any achievement for a game where it was flat out impossible if you didn't have the game day one. It's like, you have to be number one on the leaderboards. And it's like, yay, there's 1 million people playing. Mm-hmm. I got the game a month after it came out. Not gonna happen.
What I loved are the achievements, the virus achievements.
Oh, yeah. Play with the developer or someone who has played with someone.
I think I got that with Shadowrun. I think I got one of the viruses in Shadowrun. Let's see, what else I gonna say with them? So, yeah. Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare? Is it time?
You may as well talk about this, because this is a game that just ate your life.
Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare was really good. Even the single player was really good. Coherent, still. Before it became incoherent. Mm-hmm. Starting with Modern Warfare 2. And then you were kind of not sure, is it Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare 2? No, they just took out the 4.
The Call of Duty was,
But yeah, it was the fourth Call of Duty, and it was the first time they were in Modern Warfare, and that was a really good storyline because in Infinity Ward style, you were different guys in different places, and I liked the Marine storyline in Iraq or in the Middle East. It didn't actually say Iraq. There was some really good set pieces, some awesome like music going on. Then there was the big shocking, like, spoiler, rocks in the middle, like where like a nuclear bomb gets exploded, and then your guy.
That's
goes
only
down.
In the middle.
Yeah, it's like in the middle of the game. Private Jackson,
Nuketown.
Yeah.
Is that where the Nuketown map comes?
No,
from?
No, that's later on. That's like a 50s nuclear town in Black Ops.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a Black Ops thing, but
I do remember the nuclear bomb scene.
Yeah. So that was rad, because, like, you know, I just thought that was going to be one of the characters, and then he just dies. Mm-hmm. Well, at first, like, it blows up, and you're in a helicopter, and it breaks, it falls
yeah,
down.
Yeah, I remember it falls
and
down.
Then you're like crawling on the floor, so you can move him around, and then you're, like, crawling, and you're like, oh, what the, okay, am I going to get saved or something? And then, nope, you just die, and then it's just like, yep, KIA, and then you're playing as... Then you're Soap. Playing as Soap McTavish, mm-hmm. the SAS guy. So that was a really cool... There was some really good set pieces. The graphics looked awesome. That one AC-130 gunship scene that was like...
The night vision?
Yeah, it was really okay. Super awesome. Yeah, bingo. Good hit, good hit, good kill, good kill. And it's like, yeah, it's... Oh, you're really lighting him up now. It's like,
damn,
oh.
As good as the single player is...
Yeah.
How many hours do you think you sank into the multiplayer?
Days. Maybe a month.
30 straight days of gameplay?
Maybe
more than that.
I tent prestige that game.
That's max level.
So prestiging, so multiplayer, you get, this was also the big, this was basically what all multiplayer games do now.
Yep.
This is the game that did it. Mm-hmm. You got XP, you got perks that you can equip, perks that you get, you unlock guns and those kind of things, and certain perks when you put them in different places, well, I mean, you mix and match, and you can actually do, like, really cool stuff.
What was your loadout, Dan?
My loadout was, I believe, Scavenger, so I could get more ammo when I would kill people.
Yeah.
So I'd get their little, like, ammo for my guns. Then I had, stopping power,
okay,
which everybody hated. That made your bullets penetrate more and do a little bit more damage.
That? Why?
Because it was just like, oh, you're just a cheap stopping power motherfucker. Like, blah blah blah. You can't kill anybody without stopping power. Whatever, I kill you.
It's
anyway.
Not still, cheap if it's in the game and anyone can
I still
get
killed
it.
You.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
And then the third perk was always, God, what was that called? It was the one where. You had better aiming without actually looking through the iron sights.
Oh, snap shooting?
Yeah, so you, well, without actually pulling the L button to aim so that you could actually just kill, you could just kill people from the hip, like, easier.
Yeah.
And then I would have claymores or three frag grenades. And then I had the other loadout where I changed out stopping power for UAV jammer so they couldn't see me on the radar. Then I was silent.
What was your favorite gun?
M16.
Just straight up M16?
Yeah, the first gun you get in the game is the best gun in the game. Well, best assault rifle in that game.
Did you
it was almost
it in
cheap.
Any
way? You'd just put a red dot scope on that.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all you needed.
No scope, bro?
No, I was never a sniper guy. The no scope comes from sniper because you wouldn't actually have a crosshair if you didn't actually look down like the sight. Mm. So that's how the no scope, that's what that means. If you shot a guy with that, it's like no scope, bro. Totally no scoped you. Yeah, I don't understand. But like I got super serious into that game.
You
way
got
serious.
Really serious
way
into
serious.
That game.
I love that game.
You were playing it nonstop.
Do you miss that game, Dan?
I missed that first one. Yeah, there was a lot of fun in that game, and the thing what happened with the Call of Duty games. Granted, I didn't play all of them. Right, I played Modern Warfare 2. I played Call of Duty 3 a little bit. I played a little bit of Black Ops. What happened in that game is that they introduced so many other things into that game so that you were not really on an even playing field. Like, on Modern Warfare 1,
mm-hmm.
you could be on even playing field even if you didn't have, like, all of that junk equipped and stuff like that. You had a pretty good chance of killing dudes. Now, I won't get too much into Modern Warfare 2, because it's basically Modern Warfare 1 with just a lot of, like, graphical enhancements and, like, some cooler stuff with perks, different perks. But the cool thing with Modern Warfare 2, well, the funny story with Modern Warfare 2, that was the last game, and one of the only games I think I've ever went to a midnight launch for, right?
I remember this.
So I was playing Modern Warfare 1 with my clan. We're called the Muff Clan. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, whatever.
That's mature.
Yeah, I know. Guy in Ohio and some guys in Kentucky.
Yeah, okay then. We know what you're
talking about. There was an older lady that played with us in California. I don't know how they knew
her. Was she good?
No, she was pretty terrible. Most of the guys on that team were terrible. It was funny, right? Okay, so there was a bunch of younger kids. I was kind of in the middle. And then there was people that were like 40 and up, right? And I don't know how, I think some of these people were friends and stuff. But all the younger kids, when we all got together, we just rolled. Right? It was like, we got this fucking X-Men blue squad. Okay. Right? We got Cyclops, Wolverine. We're gonna go through this,
not
right?
Gold squad.
Yeah. But if you had more than two of the other people on your team, it was just like, look, we like you. Like, we're not gonna kick you out, right? But God, this fucking sucks. Because they were just bad, right? Although it was fun when they would get good, because then they start just talking smack.
Hey, Kotori, you gotta help us out here.
Hey, Kotori, what you playing? Why you playing that Mass Effect? Let's play some Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Alright, fine, I'll play some Modern Warfare.
This was before they did parties, or is this after they did parties?
No, you could do parties.
Okay.
What was bad in that game also, because there was a hardcore mode, so you didn't have... So it was like Counter-Strike, so you would die, and then you would have to wait until the round reset. But you could be in party chat mode, and, well, when you died, you were supposed to, you weren't able to talk in the game. But if you're in party chat, you were able to still tell people, and then you would fly around.
Tactical.
You would fly around, like, yeah. You know what they did with Modern Warfare 2? Yeah, if you ever went into a hardcore match, the party chat would get muted.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny. But yeah, so that was the only game, Modern Warfare 2, we kept seeing people like popping up playing it, and most of the guys that I was playing was Central or Eastern time zone, so it was like about like 9 o'clock or
yeah,
something,
I was
right?
Say 9 o'clock,
so nobody was playing with me, right? Yeah. I'm just playing something else, I don't know, GTA or something, right? And then like people started coming back and they're playing Modern Warfare 2, I can see it on my friends list, right? It's like, oh man, Kotor, you better go get that Modern Warfare 2, it's pretty badass, you're going to wait till tomorrow to get that? I was like, fuck. Okay, fine. Call up Fred Meyer. Hey, you guys gonna... Yeah, we're gonna have Modern Warfare 2. Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't have to actually say that. I guess 500 people called you already. So I went over there.
Damn it, another one.
Fucking, you know, 11:30. Uh-huh. I go over there. There's a line. Not that long, but it was in the rain.
Yeah.
We're all Modern Warfare people. Mm-hmm. Somebody came out. Who's getting the deluxe package with the fucking night vision goggles? And then it's like some people raise their hand. I was like, I just want
Dan's
the game.
Like, no, I just want.
I
the
just
game.
Want the game because I'm gonna play that game. Mm-hmm. I just went in there, got the game. They were passing out the game.
Uh-huh.
Like you basically went in there. They gave you the game. You took the game. You went to the register, wrapped around, and you're gone.
You know why? Because they didn't want to be there.
No, they didn't.
And they wanted you gone.
I played that until 2 o'clock in the morning.
I know you did.
Yeah,
I remember hearing the stories the next day. You're like, ugh.
I actually, you know, at one point, I went, not one point.
At many points?
Several points.
Several times?
That first week.
Uh-huh.
I drove home from work to play the single player game. Because I wanted to know what was going on.
Drove
going
home from work during lunch?
Lunch.
To play the single player game.
Yeah, I played it for like 40 minutes and then went back to work.
Okay.
Wow.
This is how bad the rabbit hole goes, guys. Mm-hmm.
So, see, that's what I mean by you like games where you torture yourself.
Shut up.
I'm going to get on this hamster wheel. I'm going to keep running. I'll get somewhere.
You know, I don't,
nope, not getting anywhere.
I don't have to talk too much about the multiplayer, except it was cool that you could pick your kill streaks. So there was like a bunch of different kill streaks. And there was a bunch of like crazy like bugs or hacks. There was the Stinger missile hack. No, the Javelin hack. The Javelin missile.
What did that again?
Okay,
what
so the Javelin missile, you could only point it at actual vehicles, right? So it was mostly helicopters and stuff, and it would shoot out and blow up the helicopter. You couldn't point it at players or anything. But there was a way that if you had the aim button down and you had the Javelin on you and you were pointing down on the ground and then you switched weapons right away while pressing, I think, the fire button, the Javelin would actually fire into the ground and just blow up everybody around you, right? So people would just go around holding their javelin and just run into rooms just because you would get the suicide, you would lose points,
yeah.
Right? But you would hopefully
kill,
take
like,
out
six guys.
You would hope to take out like six guys. Mm-hmm. What was bad was that you would be running around like that, or you'd be shooting a guy like that, and the guy would get shot a couple times before you could kill him. He'd just blow up and just not give you the points just because to be a dick about it. This is bad. And then there was one kill streak that was called Care Package. You got a smoke grenade, you threw it on the ground.
About this one too.
And then a helicopter came by, dropped off a thing that was a random, mm-hmm. random kill streak, right? So sometimes it was more ammo, sometimes it was a better kill streak, sometimes it was nothing. Nothing too good. Nukes would never come
second
out.
Second game, right? Oh no, was Nukes in the first game?
Nukes was in Modern Warfare 2.
Oh, okay.
But this is all Modern Warfare 2. Because okay. Modern Warfare 1 only had three kill streaks.
What was it? The UAV?
UAV, airstrike, helicopter. That's all.
Okay.
And then, so anyway.
Yes.
So there was one hack that you could get infinite, like, care packages. Now, the only way to do this, right? I could only get it to work, like, maybe two or three times. Mm-hmm. And then I got scared that I would get banned, but it was also really hard, right? So you'd have to have the care package smoke grenade out, which also, for whatever reason, if you had that particular smoke grenade, not the regular smoke grenade, but the care package smoke grenade, you would run about 20% faster.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
So people would run around with that and then, like, knife people. What a crazy-ass game.
I don't need no care package.
And that's the game also that, like, for whatever reason, the knife is the most deadliest weapon known to man. I would shoot you with a fucking AK-47 three times, and you might live if I don't shoot you
but
in the face.
You
right?
get that knife
but if you
me?
Get a knife tapping your toe, mm-hmm. you would be instant dead.
Yep.
Anyway.
There's poison on it.
So you would run up to... There was, like... In Modern Warfare, there's a lot of, like, obstacles, and you can mantle over them.
Yep.
Pressing A, you can just mantle over, like, climb over it. If you had the thing out, and then you mantled over, and right when you came out the crest of the mantle, right, and you threw the smoke grenade, another one would appear in your thing, so you could keep throwing smoke grenades, right? So, before they fixed this, right, games would start getting insane. There would be so many helicopters in the sky. Like, all of these... And then the helicopters
did
would come...
Did it ever crash? Ever crash the game?
No. Helicopters would come to... Helicopters come, and it even shows on the map, right? They would do... And it would, like, drop off the care package. Now, people keep doing this, right? And a whole team starts doing this?
Yep.
All these, like, helicopters come out. Care package coming in. Care package. Incoming care package, right? And then you get those kill streaks, and you pick them up. You equip them. You start like, throwing planes and bombs and fucking
and
predator
the whole,
missiles.
Then the
everything
whole
just
screen
starts
is just exploding.
Yeah, and it got ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm sure it
and
did.
Then they stopped. They fixed that. They fixed
yeah.
that. But one time I did get... There was one kill streak called the Nukes kill streak that it basically ended the game. No matter if you were ahead or behind, whatever, it ended the game and you won. Your side won.
You won because you blew up everybody.
But you had to kill 25 people in a row without mm-hmm. dying. Now, that was hard because sometimes the game would end before 25 kills.
Because
usually deathmatch was only 75 kills.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, but I got that one time and that was fucking glorious.
Yeah.
That's the best. That was one of the best feelings.
Well,
the bad thing also, because you had to equip that kill streak, uh-huh. so it was also kind of almost like a black hole, because you would not have that one kill streak, because, I mean, you know, I could get on rolls, but you would usually not get up to 20.
What was the second one below that? How many was it?
I think...
How many kills?
15?
So you had to wait 10 more kills before
something
you
like
get
that.
That
15
nuke.
Or 17, yeah.
Okay.
And then there was, like, strategies on how to get it all together and stuff like that. But, yeah. So, there was several times where I would get up to, like, 15, 17, 19, 20, and then I would get super nervous.
And you're like, use it. I'm going to use my kill streak.
Yeah, and then I'd just get super... Oh, and also, the worst is, like,
die.
There was a couple times where I went up to 30,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't have the nuke equipped. Right? So, one time I had the nuke equipped, and I went to 25, and then I waited till last minute... Like, we were losing a captured... It was a captured a flag thing. I was waiting the last minute, and then everybody was, like, pissed off already. They were like, they knew I already had it.
Yeah.
And I was just like, bye, guys. And just, like, nuclear bomb detected. Blank.
Bright boy alert.
You win.
Yeah.
No, fuck you, KOTOR, you fucking dick.
I played a lot of that game.
Yeah, I think you did.
That was a game famous
you
for the...
You even have come over to my house after losing your Xbox 360, or not having it anymore,
yes.
and played that game.
Yes.
You missed
it. M16 wasn't too good in that game for whatever
What
reason.
Was your favorite gun in that game? What was your
the
loadout?
It's called the ACR. It's like a M4 variant or something. And then I usually ran stopping power and then something else.
Oh, same power, same...
Not the same exact, because they didn't have the same exact things. Oh, I will say one more thing about that game. That was the game with the famous no Russian level. I think it was the second or third level.
The one in the airport?
The airport where you just killed everybody. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited to play that because I was like, ah, there's all the controversy and stuff like that. It's okay. It's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
You just, you could, you had like a M249 semi-automatic weapon or squad automatic weapon. I don't forget what this is called. Anyway, you just mow down a whole bunch of like civilians and stuff. That story made no sense. I read the Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that, what happened. At one point, you were in space. You were a spaceman.
Yeah.
You were an astronaut. Well, you were an astronaut because they were detonating an EMP, and for whatever reason, they're just showing you, like, floating around in space. You were not actually, like, a character in the game. You were just an astronaut, right? It was like, okay, I'm in a cutscene.
What does that have to do with anything?
Because the EMP exploded the satellite.
Yeah, sure.
Even though I don't think that's what EMPs do. But it blew up the satellite, and the spaceman went away. Dude, yeah. I watched that YouTube trailer, one of the trailers for that where it has like one of Eminem's like songs in the trailer. One of the best video game trailers of all time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right, guys. I think I have a perfect game we can end on tonight.
Okay.
I think this is a good one to start with.
I won't dominate the conversation.
No. Well, this is one we can all talk about. Okay. You were talking about Russians, so I'm going to go to another Eastern European character.
Oh.
That you have played recently.
That you started playing again.
Hey, cousin, you want to go titty bar?
No, I'm busy.
Because we all played...
We
all played GTA 3 a bit. We all played Vice City. We all played San Andreas. Not all of us finished it.
I finished it twice.
Yeah. But then we knew GTA 4 was coming out.
I read everything about that game.
We looked about it. We probably found about as much as we could on that game. Because we were so excited. We're like... When we heard the promise of how big the city was going to be, we knew that it was based...
How detailed it was.
We knew it was based
and
in...
And it's going back to
Liberty City. Yep, mm-hmm. It was going back to Liberty City. It was... They were basing Liberty City actually on New York City, so, mm-hmm. like, the islands were going to be very similar to the way mm-hmm. New York was set up. I don't think I knew much about the character, like, the main character himself, because they were very secretive about the story, I think.
There was the first time they had multiplayer.
Yeah. And that was another thing.
Like, unless you included San Andreas' weird two-player mode that was like a co-op.
Oh, no. Yeah. I forgot that even.
Yeah, I know. I just remembered it right now.
That was so bad.
I think both you and I got that day one, like right when it came out.
Same here.
Yeah, and Dealey got the crazy elite edition with like the lockbox.
Really?
Yeah, I think he got that.
Still has that.
Yeah, I don't know. But I remember us playing that
game.
That's
the one problem with any elite or collector's edition. Is the question always comes up of, I wonder if that person even still has that. No, they probably don't.
But yeah, I remember playing that game the first time.
When you first boot that up with that music. I didn't do it justice.
No, you didn't.
In full HD with those pictures and everything, you're like, oh my god, I'm gonna fucking just orgasm right now.
It was a seminal moment in gaming that I think going into that city for the first time and getting a car and start just driving around the first time in there and you're like
getting used to the driving physics.
Oh yeah, because those cars control janky.
Yeah,
once you got your driving method,
felt good.
It's with any driving game you have to find the nuances of it and learn how to drive the car.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when I played True Crime that first time, I'm like, this doesn't control like GTA. But I will get... Once I learned how to control those cars, I knew what I was doing.
I'll say this. I think it's become a little more fashionable as of late to criticize that game more. But I think it's a little bit unwarranted. I think we do it too. Like, mm-hmm. I do it too. Like, comparing like Sleeping Dogs to that. But that game is like 2008, I want to say.
Yep, 2008.
That game is 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't criticize. I just say they have some big shoes to fill with number 5.
Well, yeah, Helmick, DH was talking about last time how he doesn't want to play as a career criminal again, but
I want to play as a career criminal.
I want to play as... I want to see what Rockstar's story is going to be in the next game.
I want to play as an interesting criminal.
Look, I don't care what the story is. If Rockstar's doing it, it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe it might be behind the times in some of the controls.
Yeah.
You know, who knows? Like, you know, maybe it won't do all the innovations. Maybe, you know, the big criticism of that game is that it didn't have as much as stuff to do as San Andreas, and it didn't. There was not that many shops to go through.
But everything in that game was focused.
Yeah. The great thing about that game, and I played it recently, like last month and stuff, is that that city is still like one of the best cities, one of the best settings, because every neighborhood really felt like a different neighborhood. Like, when I started playing that, I had to get my bearings again when I played it again just this year. And then I was just like, where am I? Where is this? And then I started remembering. It was just like, oh, yeah, I used to live
here. When you remember where how to get on the freeway.
I know where Bohan is. I know what Broker is. Mm-hmm. I know what Hove Beach is.
Mm-hmm. The fact you could drive by landmark. You don't have to look at the map all the time. You could be like, oh, yeah, it's that one building there. So I got to hang a left right here. I know where I'm
at. I know I can drive through this fucking...
I know from my shitty apartment to get to the freeway, I got to make a U-turn. And then take the first left, and then I go up on the freeway, and then I take the toll bridge over to the main street.
Yeah. And I know I can blow past this toll bridge.
Yep.
It's like I can blow right through this gas station at full speed. I know, I know it's gonna be good. That was a funny game, especially going back to it now, right? Because it was made back in 2008. So you had a cell phone. You didn't have, like, all the smartphone kind of stuff, so it was just a regular cell phone.
It was just a ghetto-ass cell phone.
There was internet cafe, so you could write emails to your mom.
Browse their version of the web that they created on there. There was
those personal ads.
Yeah.
Junk email.
You could actually type in, like, web addresses on that, if I remember correctly, like, random... No, there weren't specific addresses? Oh, there were clicks. Okay.
There was a bunch of links all over
the place. Yeah, that's right.
Just click on stuff. What you could do is type in stuff on the police computer.
That's right.
You could look up people in the game, and they would actually have people in the game.
And people from the previous games.
Yeah, that's true. They had, whatchamacallit, Claude, right? Was GTA...
Tommy Vercetti, I think you could look
up. I know Tommy Vercetti.
They had CJ.
They had CJ. Which, I don't know why Liberty City would have a file on CJ. Did he ever do time in Liberty City?
Yeah.
Is that the story?
He flew over there... In San Andreas for one mission.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and he...
That's a big-ass game.
Yeah.
Five's supposed to be bigger than that. That's going to be crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, I mean, the
I remember... I
want to say CJ came from...
Yeah, that's
he moved to Liberty, and then came back when his mom died.
You're right.
Yeah, so, they'd have a record.
But, because he did going to get in trouble. Grove Street.
Grove Street, blah.
Yeah, it was just, it had good, there was a lot of good voice acting.
The characters in that were really well done.
Yeah. I mean, looking back on it now and hearing a lot of criticism about it, the Nico Bellic storyline is kind of ridiculous.
Well, the whole fact is, I'm trying to get out of the game, cousin.
You want to help me rob a bank?
Yeah, because I got to the point where I remember there's that Puerto Rican guy who's trying to, film all these community outreach videos.
Oh,
and he's like, you need to, represent the streets. You got to take out these guys. And it's just like, okay, whatever, I'll kill these guys. Sure, whatever, just shut up.
Nico, you're trying to get out of this.
What the fuck, Nico? Some of the storylines were really good in there. I think the fucking masterpiece set piece, which is crazy because they're saying that they're basing a lot of GTA 5 on this mission, is the bank job.
Robber. Yeah, the bank job.
Which is
insane.
Which is the best mission in that game, I think.
It is good. It's fantastic.
I think there's probably some if I played through, I'll be like, oh, I remember this one. That bank job was pretty cool.
That is the best, standalone mission,
the cinematic of that thing. But it was like you were in heat. I remember running through Chinatown. Yeah. I'm like, when am I going to get out of these cops?
You got a black suit on, you got a money bag over your shoulder, and you're still just trying to.
And I want to say that was one of the first times you started getting an AK. Mm-hmm. Like, you had actually an assault rifle. You were just. And the guns.
Oh, and that part where the SWAT are coming in from the ceiling.
You're right.
And you're just with that AK picking them off, trying to hold down the bank.
Yeah, I was playing it again. The gunplay, not so good anymore. And if I remember, it was still kind of clunky, but it was much improved.
Over the other GTAs,
because you had a cover system and those kind of things.
Although the one thing is lacking was you already had, Saints Row.
That's true.
And, I mean, that showed you could do free-form shooting, not just the clunky walk-on.
Of course.
I think, I'm hoping... That five will be good because the shooting in Red Dead Redemption was pretty good.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The shooting in Red Dead was pretty good.
So, anyways, back to the story. Like, you were saying that the Heat was the best mission. I agree with you, like, storyline-wise. But my fondest memory of that game...
Helicopter?
I told you. I've told this story before. Have I ever told you this story, Kevin?
I think that happened to me, too.
Did it actually happen to you? So, here's what happens. I'm doing one of the missions with that where you're trying to fly a helicopter.
I think it was with Brucey.
It was with Brucey, I think.
What a great character!
Brucey was awesome.
Not even my favorite character.
I'll interject this. When I was playing it again, I was like, man, I remember I fucking love Brucey. I didn't love him, like, personally. No, but
as much as he loved you.
All the homosexual innuendos and, like, it's just so funny.
Hey, dude, feel my pecs. Come on.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, punch me in the stomach. You, man. Rock hard.
You're just cold. You're cold-blooded. You got that Eastern European military shit, man.
I like Brucey, but he was still not as funny as the Arabic guy.
Ballad of Gay Tony?
Yeah, who you got the gold guns from?
Yes.
What was his name?
Oh, fuck. I got Arab money.
I was laughing.
I got Arab money.
I was laughing so hard at that part.
I got Arab money.
It's okay.
But yeah, tell the helicopter.
So the helicopter story. I'm on that one of the missions where you're having to fly a helicopter, and you're having to fly it for a long time, and out of nowhere, I get a call on my cell phone.
from Roman.
Jacob. No, it was Jacob.
Oh, it was Jacob?
Yeah, it was Jacob.
I got the call from Roman.
No, mine was from Jacob. And what his voice was like, hey, man, you want to hang out something?
Oh, I loved all the Rasta guys.
Yeah, he was like, hey, we want to hang out, Nico.
No, you're a bad man.
He was like, Nico, in the helicopter, he's like, sorry, Jacob, I'm a little busy right now.
click.
Like... Yes!
I was laughing so hard.
He's in the helicopter, and like, Jacob's like, hey, Nico, you want to take out? Sorry, Jacob, I'm a little busy right now.
I actually think I got that.
Yeah. I think if you're on something, like, that happens. But yeah,
the fact that it was Jacob and I was in the helicopter, and hey. Just the way he said, like, Nico said it, he's like, I'm a little busy right now.
Hey, Nico, my brother.
Oh, man. So one thing I wish you could have done in that game is turn off your damn cell phone, because...
You can put it on silent mode, if you remember.
Yeah.
You actually don't do any stories on silent mode. You can run on silent mode and nothing happens on the cell phone. You probably remember, you probably did it,
and
but
then
you probably didn't remember.
Like, man.
I probably didn't do it much, because if you couldn't do stories, I'd usually try and grind through stories.
You just didn't want other people to call
you. I just didn't want... Hey, Nico, what'd you say we go bowling?
It's like, you didn't want to say no because you're just like relationship down.
Nico, let's go to the strip club. All right, cousin.
I remember I always loved, and I did this too when I played it again. I love taking dates to the strip club. I'd be like, you know what? It's fucking 2 in the morning. Why are you calling me? And like, you want to go to like...
Hey, Nico, you want to go out?
You want to go to the fucking...
Yeah,
like,
fine. We're going to the titty bar.
You
want
to go to the Russian cabaret? Well, I don't give it. We're going to the titty bar.
Going to the comedy club.
Yeah.
I took Cat Williams again.
Is it Michelle or something? The FBI informant that eventually becomes the FBI informant or something. Like, and then she just disappears from the storyline. But yeah, I took her there like recently, like last month, right? So I had to find the strip club again because I didn't remember where it was. So I finally, I was like, all right, cool. And then she's like, okay. Well, I'm going to be right here whenever you want to leave. I was like, okay. And I just totally picked up a stripper right in front of her, went to the back room, and was like, here comes the money. I'm going through the three stages of the strip dance, and then the two girls come in, and I was like, yeah. That was rad.
Yeah, and the dating stuff in that was really good. Like,
yeah, they would always comment on your shit.
Yep.
It would be like, you know, like, oh, I like that new shirt, Nico, and those shoes, those are good. Is this a new car? What I love is like, Penny Arcade did a comic of this. But yeah, rolling up in there in like a fucking garbage truck.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Semi truck, you're just like, bam, 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 I'm here to pick you up for your date. He's like, ooh, I like the new car, Nico. Is this new? It's like, yeah. Boop, boop. Just gotta do a fucking 75,000 point turn to get out of your skinny ass driveway.
Show up in a taxi without a car and be like, ah, shit, I forgot the car. So you walk out into the middle of the street and jack a car and you're like, alright.
Man, if you had bicycles like in San Andreas, you could just show like we're going.
BMX riding.
There was a lot of good stuff in that game.
And then
you know
what?
Oh, yeah. One thing that made me sad in that game was the Playboy X.
Yeah, Playboy X and Dwayne.
Because it's like, do you want a really good apartment and it's the only apartment you're going to get around this area? Or do you want to help the guy who is actually
super sad?
Super sad. And it's like, Nico is trying to get out of crime. Hey, no problem. I killed him. I killed Dwayne.
That was one of the only times where I'm like, I'm sorry.
Nope. I want that apartment. Game. Game, son. It's a game.
Recognized game.
That apartment has a computer, has internet in it.
Yep.
Oh, poor Dwayne.
That game also, like, I will say, Sleeping Dogs does... I never encountered this as much. Although, yeah, there was some silly points in Sleeping Dogs. But GTA really does this well. And it must be... Maybe it's just their wonky physics or whatever, or something like that, right? But... And I experienced this last month also. Where it's just, like, something so simple... Like, you're just driving, and then you kind of hit something, and then you kind of swerve, and then it fucking snowballs into this huge, like, wreckage. I ran over 6 people in front of a cop. I'm so sorry. And then it's just like, I'm barreling through, and then it's just like, oh, God.
Cars are on fire.
Right?
Cops are
on fire. I'm on fire. I shot a guy by accident, and it's just like, oh, God. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Like... I mean,
then you resign yourself. You're like, all right, how high am I going to get this car from
here? It's on. It's go time.
Yeah, it's just something clicks in your brain, and you're just like, yep, here we go.
Everybody's dead now.
Next thing I know, I'm in an ambulance driving away somehow with, like, fucking 50 cars.
I'm trying to make it to the airport so that I can get a plane and fly away on the plane.
You couldn't fly planes. Helicopters? No, they didn't have planes. Remember 9/11 stuff? They took it. No, that was GTA 3, but there wasn't any planes.
I thought there were planes in 4.
There were planes there in the airport, but you couldn't get into them. Damn. It was only helicopters.
I want to say there's like a seaplane in the river, but it didn't fly right.
Son of a bitch.
I want to say there was no planes. There was the one helicopter with guns on it from the...
Oh, hell
what
yeah.
Is the FBI equivalent in GTA Universe? I keep forgetting. Snoops or Spooks or...
I want to say the helicopter, though, is like the Hunter.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, the helicopter plays.
The verticality in that game.
The helicopter comes into play with our multiplayer sessions.
Oh, yeah. Multiplayer in that game was hilarious.
Especially when, we had our mission. We're like, all right, we're doing the crime. We got to do the escape. Okay, John, go get a helicopter. All right.
Oh, the multiplayer mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun, too. I liked...
free play was fun. Like,
yeah.
That one bridge... I want to say it's like the southernmost bridge. You drive over it, right, and there's a mysterious ramp that you fly up in the air and hit your car on the underside that's arch.
Yeah, it's like Chinatown Arch or something.
And we did that like 100 times in a
row. You just keep doing it. And then there was like, on the third island, there was that one like... There was, like, that, like, a viaduct kind of freeway.
Oh, yeah.
And then you'd go all the way down and then, like, fly over the river.
Yeah.
There was tugboat. You could be in a tugboat.
That's right.
Yeah. There was a tugboat. You would fly, like, over a tugboat or something. And then we would do that all at the same time and just try to, like, just, like, play. I actually like being on the other side of the river. I'm like, I'm just going to watch you guys. I want to see what happens.
Or, okay, everyone, take your helicopter. Maximum altitude. Let's jump.
Because you didn't have the parachute in that one, did
No,
you?
There was no parachute, I don't think.
That was in San Andreas, though, right?
Yep.
Parachute? Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like they're bringing it back for 5, at least
Thank
from
God.
The trailers.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, even, yeah, just, I remember, like, so many times, it's just like, how did I end up on the subway tracks? Mm-hmm. Like, something snowballed out of control. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's
and
where
it
always
crazy,
ends up.
The crazy thing about
tracks.
That is that I played through the whole game. We beat it, and then did you get the DLC right when it came out? Like, right around the time when it came out?
I got Lost in Dam as soon as it came out.
Yeah, didn't you, Dan, as well?
You got those both. I got them from you. Remember? There was that trick.
Oh, that's right.
There was that trick
that
you downloaded it on somebody else's.
There's a way to finagle it, so it's a license thing.
So Kevin bought it once, then I got it first, because he would download it on my thing first, and then he would download it on his thing.
But you got to play it, so we all played it. But the thing is, you guys played it like a year before I actually played it.
Yeah. Because you waited until Gaytoni, I think.
I waited until the disc version of it came out,
two.
And I got the disc that was Episodes of Liberty City.
Yeah.
See, I went through Lost and Damned, had some fun, but I starting to get burnt out. Cause
yeah, I think you just got burnt out.
Cause... And then I finished that one. Gay Tony, I got through maybe 3 or 4 missions. And the point where I knew I was burnt out was that one where you're driving the golf cart away from the driving range.
Yeah, yeah.
And at that point, I just all of a sudden went, I'm really done with this.
Yeah.
GTA 4, you gave me a lot of good times, but holy crap, give me a new game already.
I think the break was good for me.
What's funny is that Gay Tony's actually the better DLC.
Gay Tony is fantastic.
Yeah, that's,
it's funny. It's, I mean, the character's really cool.
The music's awesome.
I was amazed that I was pulled in again by it, but when I played it, because I played Lost in the Damned first, on that disc, and I'm like, it's okay.
I like the story of Lost in the Dam, but it's not the most exciting story.
And then, but like I said, I played Gay Tony right afterwards, and I'm like, oh, why can't I just get a game with these guys?
Dude, I love just going to the club and just bouncing.
Yep.
Although, I did like the ending, the final mission of Lost in Dam.
Yeah, you got to beat that fucking guy.
What was it, a jailbreak? Or breaking in the jail, kill him, and that just felt epic.
Yeah, that's a funny game that like the DLC is almost better than the original
story.
I still
love Nico.
Gay Tony
I still love
Nico, but I think like Gay Tony's really good because I love the character of fuck, what is that guy's name? He's like Puerto Rican. I got A-Rab money. I got A-Rab money. They had different songs too, and then you could get that gold limousine or something.
Yeah, and you got his gold guns too. The gold guns were hilarious.
I remember, didn't his dad come in at one point and like was all pissed off at him?
Something like that. But I love the music.
That was his name.
Luis. Yeah.
And Yusuf Amir. That guy was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a game also, like, I love...
Yeah, his favorite song, Busta Rhymes, A-Rap Money.
Yeah.
I got A-Rap Money.
His gold-painted, super-drop diamond luxury convertible.
Mm-hmm.
And the buzzard. The helicopter, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Noose
is the FBI equivalent.
Yeah.
That's the one thing in GTA 4, they didn't have the military. They just had bigger noose stuff. They had, like, assault vans and stuff. But they never.
Gay Tony's really good. Like if you haven't, you haven't finished it, Kevin, it's worth it to go back and just play through it again.
I love them.
Just Gay Tony. Like don't even play through the regular game. Just
maybe
play
right before number five
just
comes
to give
out.
You a taste. I really like the music in that because they had different music.
Well, the funny thing was is that you had the DLC version, so you had all the original music plus the new music. With the disc version, if I remember correctly, you didn't have all the original
that
music.
That sucked, dude.
No, but the new music was still good, so I was fine
with
that.
And it was just focused on that, I guess. So. Driving with my top down, with my jewelry on. I'm just rolling. Boom. Yo, where are my Bohan cats? Where are my Bohan cats?
And Gay Tony was a funny character. He was hilarious.
Yeah.
And Luis is just like, God damn it.
That was like a good like symbiotic relationship between them, which was like, how did this start? I don't know. I think he was like a bouncer or something.
Yeah, Luis
got around too.
Oh yeah,
he fucked everything.
Well, that, I mean,
he fucked that one girl in the club.
Yeah, you go in the club. She's like, "Hey, Luis, come find
me." That one.
You go find her, and you're like, "Yeah, go and take care of business."
Yeah, and then you start like freaking up on her and stuff. There was like a gay club that like had that like rhythm like dancing thing in it.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was so hilarious because like Luis is just like, you know what, I'm gonna dance, and then everybody start dancing in time with him. And it's just like, what is going on? I love this game. That's also I really love the open multiplayer thing. I loved playing that. I really wish that Saints Row the third
had a version of that.
That's what I was kind of disappointed with Saints Row. The only thing I was disappointed with Saints Row.
Well, didn't you have a lot of trouble keeping your connection at least at first?
You would. Oh, in Saints Row the third?
Yeah.
Love that game. So yeah, I mean, I think that's a good place to stop for the night. Grand Theft GTA 4 was a pretty seminal moment for all of us gaming wise, especially multiplayer.
It still looks kind of good.
I'm sure it looks great on the PC. It does. Did they up the res and everything on it, like the textures and things like that?
I don't know why it's like fucking like 30 gigs or something with the episode download.
It's crazy. That's, it's like 35 gigs.
That shit jacked up.
That's bigger than any game that's on that I have on Steam. That's bigger than Skyrim. That's like three times bigger than Skyrim.
That
even Witcher, which is like uncompressed as hell, is like way smaller.
Alright guys, so what do we got coming up? Next week we're going to be doing our game our of end the... of the year special.
Yeah. Where I mean, we technically about... have a lot more Xbox
360. We do have a lot more Xbox 360 stuff we can talk about. So who knows? I mean,
Gears of War, Bioshock, Mass Effect.
Yeah, Mass Effect. That Mass Effect, I think, will come up during our game of the year, our end of year discussion, because I like I said, I played through all three of them this year. So
we're gonna go through.
We could go the through saga. Them if we want to.
All right.
Anything else you guys want to talk about or think things we got coming up in the content wise?
So I'm finally going. Got memory for my computer.
All right.
Got Walking Dead out of the way, so I'm finally going to get to Guardian War.
Sounds good.
And probably we'll start a nice video series there, periodically, you know, looking back at some nostalgic games for me and seeing if they held up. Like, Dan and I were talking earlier about how much he liked Dragon Ball Z games.
Oh, yeah, Super like, Nintendo.
And I was like, you know, do those... They were fun back then, but do they really hold up?
And I'm like, probably. Those are probably not good games.
So I'm going to do that type of look at things. And then, of course, starting after 21st... damn it, Dan. After 21st, I'm going to start doing a live stream. I'm going to play through all of Last Story.
Sounds good. I'll be looking forward to hearing your opinions on that, definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll hook up my Wii again if I hear it's good enough.
Should be, you know, pretty easy to get through. I'm not sure exact schedule because holidays, family, and all yeah. of that. And I'm not going to play when Bree's around, so I can make sure...
I gotta decorate the Kwanzaa bush, so...
Keep the volume of other things down some in it.
Festivus?
No.
For the rest of
Kwanzaa. Me. You might celebrate Festivus. I celebrate Kwanzaa.
You don't
celebrate. Can you set up the Festivus poll?
Yeah. What do you do for Kwanzaa?
Dude, that's another discussion. That's our political podcast.
There's like seven candles.
No, this isn't there like a cornucopia of food?
Anyways.
No, there's candles. Because Kwanzaa Bot rapped about it.
So, cool, Dan, what are you going to be doing?
Dan's going to get A-Rap money.
I'm
going
to get A-Rap money. that's so racist.
We'll get it in post.
No, we won't.
What am I going to do? I'm going to play more FTL. Oh, for, like, the site and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, any content you're going to be wanting to put
out? I'll probably live stream FTL. I wanted to do, like, my first playthrough of FTL, like, live stream, but I was just like, I kind of want to enjoy this.
Yeah.
So, I might do that, a couple runs in FTL. I didn't record Minecraft this week.
I kind of want to be with you when you play FTL, just because I want to see you go insane. What the fuck? How did he take out my shields? You
actually,
son? That'll
no, be a good live is, stream no, just for hearing Dan go ballistic.
No, this is. I might have to get the video camera because this is what happened during FTL. I'm gonna. This is not good for the audio podcast, but I slowly
for the viewers
like,
at home.
I slowly started like.
Your
Dan's
head,
face
your hands,
is looking sad,
and just the
Dan looks
thousand yards stare,
thousand yard stare,
thousand light years
into
stare.
The middle distance,
into the middle distance, just kind of rethinking everything and going like, should I have done something earlier? Would my science officer still be alive?
No, they wouldn't be still
yeah,
be alive.
Still be dead. Everybody dies.
So I still need to play another session of Super Metroid. Since we got through about
yeah, we
an
should
hour
do that.
That.
You got to Kraid.
Yeah. We gotta do my idea.
Which is?
All the Super Nintendo games based on a movie and
okay.
or TV show.
We are gonna play those for about a minute each, like we did last time.
Whatever.
You'll play Home Improvement the game for 30 seconds.
Dude.
We're gonna finish
we're
that
going
game.
To finish it.
We're gonna finish that
We decided
game.
Solid playthrough.
Fine, then you have to play all through Lawnmower Man.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, you
yeah, can. I can do that.
Okay.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can. I think you can do it.
I think I'd rather play Home Improvement because it's ridiculous.
Yes. So for people at home, we did play both of these games
yeah,
last week.
Yeah, we played it last week. We didn't record
They're
it.
Bad.
Everything is bad.
Lawnmower Man is abomination.
John got pissed at Guts.
Guts is so fucking Nickelodeon stupid. Guts.
I did not have guts.
John was essentially torturing some poor virtual kid.
And torturing us by proxy, yep. And then torturing John.
And then Dan tortured John by playing Home Improvement and enjoying it.
He didn't enjoy it.
I enjoyed it in an ironic sense.
It had more plot.
I did enjoy it.
It has a longer opening plot scene than Final Fantasy III. There's a plot to the game.
With the Esters.
Kevin's going to do Return Fire FTL.
Your
Return
grandmother.
Return Fire Last Story. Dan will be doing FTL. And,
not Return Fire.
Or what is it?
Guardian War.
Sorry.
I want to start the XCOM playthrough.
The Iron Man?
Iron Man Classic. I don't know when that's going to happen.
Have fun with that.
I want to do that, and I also want to play through Barkley Shut Up and Jam.
Okay.
Like, I want to live stream that.
Dan, just shut up and jam.
Pop up the jam. Pump it up.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening this week. We'll be back next week with another episode of the Infinite Lives Podcast.
I got A-Rab money. I got A-Rab money.
I got A-Rab money.
Good night, folks.